favorite.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Let's do it. Week 8 of high school football here on KMZA 92.1 FM. Here at Sloppy alongside Crittenden Prophet with the Cobra Channel. Got an interesting one here for you. It's a win and you're in scenario. The Onega Buffaloes, they are 0-3 in district play. They're 1-6 overall. As for those Jackson Heights Cobras, they are 0-3 as well. Trying to get their first win in over 5 weeks as they are 3-4 on the regular season. The winner will be at St. Mary's next week in week 1 of the playoffs. Let's take a look at these Buffaloes and we'll take a look at the Cobras here in just a bit. As mentioned, this Onega team has struggled quite a bit this season. They have lost 6 since their opening week win over McLeod. There's a 21-0 win back when they had Zach Fisher as their quarterback. And during that stretch, well, they've been outscored 260-42 during that time. And it was actually a broken fibula in week 2. That was a tough loss for them, but they've also lost their backup quarterback as well. He broke his hand in week 4. And then they've also lost some defensive linemen, some cornerbacks. It's just been a rough year overall for Onega. And as mentioned, they're 0-3 in district play, including a 42-13 loss against number 5 Troy last week. It was actually the most points they scored in a game during the losing streak. And, well, they trailed 42-0 at halftime. They got a couple of touchdowns to try to rally themselves up a little bit towards the end of the game. This was an offense that has really struggled there with their passing game since they are with their third-string quarterback. But their running game, they're trying to get that thing going here. They have a couple guys that they like for the future in Landon Culling and Gavin Coltsman. More on them here in just a bit. They allowed 6 passing touchdowns and 284 yards, but Reagan Hartman, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the entire area, and one of the best, actually, in terms of ranking, in terms of passing yards in the entire state in all classifications. So, I mean, you think you kind of allow that a little bit, give them a little bit of slack, all things considered. And a win, as mentioned, would clinch their first playoff bid, but it would be their first at the 11-man level since 2014 when they reached the 2-1 playoffs. That was when they beat Donovan West 26-13 and then lost the eventual champs in the second round 33-22. Under their fifth-year head coach, Ben Coulterman, he's 15-27 as the Onega head coach. And they are currently, as of right now, in terms of the series, Onega has actually won the last 5 games in the series dating back to 2008, but they haven't played since 2014. And right now, this is Onega offense that is, they are just getting 9 points a game, and they're allowing 37.1 points per game, but this is a young team. They're trying to develop some of the younger players, so this is a very much a learning season for Onega. They'll be bouncing back, trying to get better for next season, get some of these guys some experience. We'll go ahead and send it to a quick break. We'll come back here. Crittenden Prophet will join me and talk about those Cobras. Back in a minute here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions. Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Mom! I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
About 8 minutes from kickoff between Onega and Jackson Heights. Jared Selby alongside Crendon Prophet. And they're kind of talking about this Jackson Heights team. They started off good, 3-0, but since then have dropped four straight. Crendon, what are some things that they're going to need to do here tonight to get things back on the right path?
Yeah, so they're going to have to execute with the ball, especially on offense. Starting off their losing streak, especially against Riverside, they threw three interceptions, and then next week they also threw three interceptions. And in a change of things, they had three fumbles on that third week. So executing with the ball on offense is definitely the key. I think they played pretty good defense. It's just about the offense execution, especially in that red zone is where most of their turnovers have come.
Yeah, protect the ball, play good defense. I mean, this is a team that lost 18-6, as you alluded to. Good defense against a very good ACCHS offense. This is a team that's led by Caleb Wick in his 11th year at the helm, 68-38 overall record. They're 30-19 since moving down to Class 1A in 2018. So, got a pair of quarterbacks here. What can we expect from both of them?
Yeah, so I'm not sure who's going to be starting tonight, but we see Cade Holliday in more of the wishbone set, and then we've been seeing Drake Mellies in the spread formation. Both these quarterbacks throwing nearly 300 yards passing both each, and both of them with three touchdown passing each, of course, with Cade only having two interceptions, and then Drake Mellies leading his team with six interceptions. So we'll see who will come out tonight and be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, you talk about near 300 yards, both have 299 exactly.
Exactly. I mean,
that's pretty tough to do, but in terms of the ground presence, it's pretty interesting here in terms of the difference as Drake Mellies has been more successful on the ground, the freshman. He has 45 carries for 309 yards with three rushing touchdowns. As for Cade Holliday, he has 36 carries for 128 yards, and he has yet to find the end zone on the ground. And this is also Drake Mellies. He actually leads the team in receiving yards. So pretty interesting how diverse his abilities are. We're going to take another break. We have the national anthem back in a bit.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
KMZA.
Here's Sloppy alongside Crendon Prophet here on 92.1. Also on the Cobra channel, our brand new channel on our website, mscsports.net. If you want to watch the game, be sure to check it out. Getting back here, looking at these Cobras, I mean, take a look at some of these players that they have, some players we're looking forward to seeing today. Alex Browning, I mean, he's a guy that has been running, I mean, his rear end off. He's getting 6.1 yards per carry. He's found the end zone 8 times this year, 643 yards on the ground. What kind of has made his game so successful this season?
So some things that's made his game so successful is just being able to run the ball, his speed especially, his speed to the outside. Last week we saw a great run where he almost went for 60 yards, but then he got called back. I think that could have changed the game, but, you know.
Absolutely, with a close loss, 18-6 to ACCHS last week, certainly a game like that can turn the tide, not just on the scoreboard, but also in terms of the momentum as well. We'll look to see how he does here as the part of senior night as we had our festivities right before the game. We have our coin toss here going on as we have we'll see. It looks like, I believe, if I saw that right, Jackson Heights won the toss, and they just selected to defer. So it will be Onega receiving, and they'll get the ball first. And as for this Onega offense, they're led by quarterback Jackson Coulterman, who's had to come in as their third-string quarterback. Well, he actually, that game where Zach Fisher, their starting quarterback, was injured against Valley Heights in Week 2, we were there for that one, it was actually Coulterman that came in and played as the backup, and Lamond actually came in as their third string, but then and they decided to have Lamond be the second-string quarterback. He was injured. He broke his hand a couple weeks later, so Coulterman, once again, the quarterback. And at his fullback is his brother, Gavin Coulterman, and his father, the coach. So kind of all in the family here with this one. Gavin Coulterman, the 5'9", 195-pound freshman, and then Jackson Coulterman staying at 5'9", sophomore. He's 140 pounds. Let's go ahead and get to tonight's starters. We'll go and start with that offense, continuing things. We kind of just got that started. Might as well continue to finish it here. Landon Culling, he is their starting halfback, the 5'9", 140-pound junior. At wide receiver, they have Connor Nider, the 5'10", 130-pound junior. And in the slot is Wyatt Boggs, the 5'8", 135-pound sophomore. And also at tight end, they have the 5'10", 185-pound sophomore, L.J. Kelzer. And on the offensive line, at left tackle is Tatum Lara, the 6'1", 250-pound junior. At left guard is Race Fisher at junior, 6'1", 235. He is also the team's kicker as well. Jeremiah Dorsey at center, the senior, there is another senior. We'll get to him in just a little bit. He's 5'10", 175. And also Dylan Magnet at right guard, sophomore at 6'2", 205. And Colby Fordham, the other senior at right tackle, he's at 6', 185 pounds. As for that Jackson Heights defense, on the defensive line is Hayden Doyle, the 5'8", 230-pound senior. Also, we have Julian Buto. He is a 5'9", 190-pound senior. J.W. Moore at 5'10", 200-pound sophomore. Devin Mock, the senior, 6'3", 185 pounds. Titus Eisenbart. What a stud this kid is. A fantastic athlete, a linebacker on the inside, sophomore 5'9", 160. And on the inside with him is Jude Williams. Outside linebackers, Josh Smith and Alex Browning. Cornerback, Michael Cornelison and Tegan Binkley. And at safety is Drake Millies. 4 interceptions and a pick 6 this season for Millies. He is also one of the team's leading tacklers as well. So it will be the kickoff from Hayden Doyle for Jackson Heights. And we are underway. This one is going to be returned at the 15-yard line to the 25, going right up the gut and taken down at the 30. So, this Jackson Knights defense, they have some good playmakers. Tell us who you're looking forward to seeing this night.
Well, for the Jackson Knights Cobras, looking especially on that defense, we got Jude Williams, who has currently 75 tackles on the year, and of course you got Julian Buto, who leads the team with 4 sacks on the year for the Jackson Knights Cobras. And then Drake Millies, who, of course, leads the team with 4 interceptions. So we'll see a lot of playmakers and people step up, of course, with Devin Mock also being out still.
So we will see Jackson Coulterman running this offense for the first time today. They like to run their offense in tight. And we'll see Landon Kelling also. He had 2 touchdowns last week in their 42-13 loss to Troy. Mentioned as their best offensive output since their Week 1 win. Hand off right up the middle. Not much doing there. In fact, lost a yard. And that was the junior running back.
Yeah, good way for these Jackson Heights Cobras to start the game. First play, tackle for loss. Good way to start the game.
Absolutely. I mean, can't start a better way. They are now at the 30-yard line. As for the Buffaloes, they're going with their white uniforms, with their black pants, orange helmets. Cobras going with their black on black with their golden helmets. So second and long on their second play from scrimmage. Under center is Coulterman. Two men in the backfield, two receivers to the right side. Pitch, right side. It is Colling once again. He's taken down for another loss. So two plays, 2 yards for a loss. It's now 2nd and 12 from the 29. Fantastic start to the defense for Jackson Heights. And this is a defense that sorely needed a good game. If they're to win this, of course, go to St. Mary's. Would like some confidence boost going into that game. This is a very good Bears team. District title already clinched. We'll go from the near side hash, 3 men in the backfield. Both Coltermans and Colling. Hand off up the middle. Once again, stuffed. That was up the middle. That was Hayden Doyle.
Yeah, good start for these Jackson Heights Cobras. 3 and out. Good way to start.
Absolutely. That's another yard loss, so. 3 carries minus 3 yards. And it'll have to boot it away. It will be Jackson Coltermans booting this one. Back to return is Alex Browning. He'll be standing at the Cobra 41-yard line. And this one bouncing at the 47, rolling a bit. And it will be touched by Coltermans. He picked it up, but he fair caught it. And he should have done that because it was picked up by the Buffaloes. That's going to be a turnover.
Not a good way to start the game for the Jackson Heights Cobras on offense at all. Yeah, that one's just going to be a mental error.
That was Tegan Bowie with the play, and I think what he was thinking there was, I can try to pick it up, but the rule only applies if Onega touched it first, but they didn't touch it. So as soon as the Jackson Knights touched it, that's a live ball, and they're going to go ahead and try to capitalize on the mistake. So we get the ball at the 40-yard line of Jackson Heights on the special teams mistake. Tight formation, handoff, left side. And they have their first positive gain of the day. Goes to the left side for Culling. Gain of 2, making it 2nd and 8. Mentioned that this is an Omega team that has had injuries at pretty much all 3 levels on both sides of the ball. So they're just really hurting on all phases. They do have a couple of upperclassmen on both sides of the offensive line, though. So 2nd and 8, 9:10 to go here in the first quarter. We are scoreless. First drive of the game for the Buffaloes. Under center, Coltermans hands it right side. It breaks 1 tackle and gets a couple. Another 2-yard gain for Culling. Just trying to go back to the well here, Culling. I mean, he mentioned he kind of got a little bit of momentum during that loss versus Troy. Got a couple of touchdowns and here trying to find something as he now has 5 carries for now just 1 positive yard. Cobra is really clogging those holes really well in that defensive line. Again, that's Doyle, Buteau, Moore, and Mock up front, the starters. Now 8.5 to go in this third quarter. It's 3rd and 7. And some motion up front. See who it's on. Looks like it's going to be offsides on the near side. It's on Buteau. It is.
Yeah, Jackson Knights cannot make those mistakes. The punt and now the penalty. I mean, if you really look at it, Omega's not really moving the ball so much right now, especially with that run game. Jackson Knights just, they can't give the game away like this.
Absolutely. So 3rd and 2 now. Trying to get their first down of the game. Left side, Culling, he's got it. Gets in the secondary, taken down at the 25-yard line, gain of 7.
Yeah, good run that time by Onega with their proper first down.
Absolutely. Now near the red zone already. Buffalo's trying to capitalize off the Jackson Heights mistake. Haven't seen Jackson Coltermans, the sophomore quarterback, go over the air yet. It's been 6 offensive plays run, all carries by Landon Culling. Hand off to the fullback, Gavin Coltermans, this time to the right side. And the freshman gets it to the 24, so a gain of 1.
Yeah, that offensive and defensive line still in a stalemate this game so far.
They get 2nd and 9 from the 24, 7.5 to go. We are scoreless as your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. See what fifth-year head coach Ben Coltermans has drawn up for this play. Been all the plays they've run pretty similar so far. They try to mix it up. Two receivers out wide to the far side. Boggs from the slot. Nider, the wide receiver, out wide from the far side hash under center. Coltman hands it off to his brother, Gavin Coltman. He's upended by Eisenbarth at the 22-yard line, so two more yards on that play.
Yeah, team very committed to the run, especially early on in this game. Not seeing too much of the passing.
And that's allowed Jackson Knights to kind of stack the box a little bit. I'm sure as they did their research on this team, they saw how run-heavy this offense was, able to bring seven or eight guys up front. So third and seven. Still in our first possession of the game. Three men in the backfield with Coulterman. He'll hand it off, Culling left side, and he is hit at the 20 and taken down there for a two-yard gain, making it fourth and five. Of course, you're not thinking field goal here. Right at the edge of the red zone. And actually, they're going to say that he got to the 21-yard line, so a gain of just one. Already a seventh carry of the game. They really like Culling a lot. He's been a guy that's had to step up. And so far today, looking for a breakout run. He had a 7-yard carry, but after that, no more than 2 yards on the rest of his six carries. So fourth and five, see if they can draw something up here. So fourth and six from the 21. Coltman takes the handoff. He's going to drop back to pass for the first time. Rolls to his right, throws. That ball is going to be caught, but taken down shy of the line to gain is Race Fisher. And that's going to be a turnover on downs, as there is a flag down on the tackle that was made at the 18-yard line, so it's gain of three. So we'll check this flag here. Again, it was a 3-yard pitch and catch from Coltman to Race Fisher. And apparently Fisher didn't check in to be an eligible receiver as he was illegally downfield to make that catch. So it's going to be, I think they declined this, and it's a turnover on downs. So overall in that first drive, how did you like that Jackson Heights defense?
Yeah, that Jackson Heights defense, I mean, they came to play, did good against the run, did good against that pass play there, even though it wouldn't have counted, but still good defense by Jackson Heights, especially in that secondary. You know, they shouldn't have been down that far in the first place. It's, you know, a little mental error by Alex Browning, but that can get cleaned up. Still like 4 quarters left to play this game, so we'll see how this Jackson Heights offense can play.
Yeah, and that fumble resulting in 0 points for Onega. And they will start this drive at the 30-yard line, so I guess the penalty was accepted, and it does count. So it's a loss of down penalty. Goes for 10 yards, so Jackson Heights their first up into play. And it will be the quarterback, Drake Mellies, on the first play, run to the right side, and taken down for a 4-yard gain as he tackled at the 34-yard line.
I think he missed it, but there was a little mishap in the backfield, a little fumble happened, but picked right back up by the ball carrier, and he was able to actually get a few yards off of that.
Yeah, I did miss that. Good eye. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. We'll get to see Alex Browning possibly for the first time here today on the offensive side of the ball after fumbling that punch. Mellie's the quarterback, the sophomore, has Eisenbarth to his right, and now a flag comes down. I believe that's going to be a false start. It is on that right side of the line. Now back him up 5 more yards. So already 2 penalties and a fumble in this game. A lot of mishaps going on early here from Cobras.
Yeah, these Jackson Heights Cobras are going to have to clean up the game early. They've been struggling all year, especially with cleaning the game up. They're going to have to clean it up now, clear the head, play the game.
That makes it 2nd and 11, 4:45 to go. Cobras' first drive of the game. End off, left side, Mellies gets it off to Eisenbarth. He's hit at the 30 and taken down there by a trio of Buffaloes. They'll say he actually got to the 31, so a gain of 2. So that was Eisenbarth there, not Browning, kind of an interesting development. We'll see if maybe the senior gets another run here coming up. Deacon Binkley, the senior wide receiver, checks in the game. He's in the slot on the near side. So that wide is Josh Smith. Drop back to pass. Smellies fires over the middle, and that ball is going to be intercepted by Colby Ford and the senior. gets to the 35-yard line, and Onega gets their second turnover force of the game.
Yeah, the Jackson Heights making a bad, a bad read right there by Drake Mellies. That would be his seventh interception on the year now. And that's just something you're just going to have to clean up throughout this game.
Absolutely. And you have two underclassmen quarterbacks playing right now, and some of those mistakes you're going to have to get out of your system. A few years, though, this will be a team that can definitely contend for a district title once again. But this has certainly been a down year for Jackson Heights, but they still have a chance to get to the playoffs with a win. So definitely some positives for the Cobras. They can't make mistakes like that. Onega will try to capitalize on the second turnover of the game. Looking to throw, firing far side. That ball is going to be over the head of his intended target. It's a pretty good ball by Coltman, just a little bit too strong. And the first pass attempt falls down. Actually, I guess technically it's the second since it was a loss of down penalty. So
flag was thrown.
Dirty laundry on the field. More penalties. This one already the fourth one of the game. That one is going to go against the Buffaloes. That'll back them up 5 yards. So that play will not count, actually. Didn't see what that penalty was. All we know is that it's first and 15 from their own 40-yard line. Kelzer, the tight end, split out wide to the near side. In the gun. Coltman hands it off. Immediately hit the line of scrimmage and taken down for a loss is Kohling. And trying to find out the number of that tackler was, and that was J.W. Moore. That is his second tackle for loss on the season. That one goes for -2. Now second down at 17, 3:06 left to go here in quarter number one. Kind of interesting, that first drive, not once did they go from the gun, but here in the second drive, doing it now 3 times in a row on this third play of the drive. And timeout is going to be called, so we'll take it with them. 2:51 to go. We are still scoreless in the first quarter. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, here on 92.1 KMZA and the Cobra Channel on MSCSports.net.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca, with 3 Milwaukee sales going on at once. Choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number 3, buy lower prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
KMZA.
2:51 remaining here in this opening quarter, and Brendan, a lot of mistakes in Jackson Heights so far.
Yeah, a lot of mistakes. You're just going to have to clean them up, especially if the Jackson Heights team wants to look for a playoff. You've seen them with a really sloppy play these last 4 weeks. If you want to be a playoff team, clean it up tonight, especially against a team like this.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about that. We had the fumble. And now the interception. 2 turnovers on top of that. A pair of penalties against Jackson Heights so far. Jared Slubby alongside Crendon Prophet here on 92.1 KMZA and also on the Cobra Channel. Brand new here in the past couple weeks on MSCSports.net. Go check it out. So second and 17 for the Buffaloes from the Jackson Heights 42-yard line. Second time today that they have been in Cobra territory. First time because of that fumble from Browning. And this time now because of an interception. So third straight play now, run from the gun for Onega. Takes a snap, Coltman's going to run to his left, quarterback design run, and just tries to fight back to the original line of scrimmage, and he'll be taken down at the 36-yard line, so a gain of 6.
Yeah, good run and gain by Coltman, getting the run game a little more yards there. Overall, we want to keep seeing that consistency with that team picking up yards, especially in the runs.
So it sets up a third down and 11. Still a little bit of a ways to go here on this play. Might we have to go back to the air. And we kind of talked about the Troy game for Onega. They are currently up 14-0 over Riverside. They're fighting for a number 2 spot home field advantage in the opening round of the postseason. So a lot on the line there. very interesting season for the Cyclones so far as well. Throw to the far side, and that is miscommunication between him and Connor Niner as the ball is incomplete, and it'll be 4th and 11.
Yeah, it looks like he was trying to throw like a curl route. Receiver just not on the same page, something you're just going to have to go over in practice.
And what are your thoughts on that play call there? I mean, they could have maybe run the ball and maybe set up a closer fourth down.
A manageable more fourth down. I mean, with the running game, I'm not sure. I mean, like, in shortened distance, I still think passing the ball there is a better way to go. You know, try to pick it up. See, these Jacksonite covers, they've struggled in the secondary. So, you know, see if you can exploit that and see blown coverage, touchdown. I mean, I've been seeing it all year. It's just something else the Cobras got to clean up.
Yeah, this Cobras defense right now, they have been backed up into their own territory by a couple of turnovers, but they have not wavered. And now a timeout is going to be called for Onega. So both teams using a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Talk about some of the games that are going on in and around the area. Talk about a couple of fantastic stories. How about Wetmore, the six-man level? They have not had a winning season in a very long time. They are 5-2, have a chance to go 6-2. Most likely they will with the Chautauqua team that's really struggled this season. They are likely going to get a bye because of the team that they're supposed to be playing has forfeited their games. As for Chautauqua, I mean, six-man, so everybody makes the playoffs since they are now Kasha sanctioned. They'll be at Tescott, the number one seat in their district. Elsewhere, take a look. We have Hanover and Frankfort is a really good one. 8-man, D2, District 3. The winner will host the winner of Lakeside Downs and Pike Valley in the opening round of the playoffs. How about Axtell? They are looking to finish an undefeated season. They'll take the loser of that Lakeside Downs and Pike Valley game. Elsewhere, with some stuff on the line, how about Blue Valley and Lynn? They're fighting for a playoff spot today. Winner will go to Osborne. That's going to be a tough challenge for both those teams. Mission Valley and Jefferson County North are on our sister station, Care 93.7. The winner will play the loser of Troy and Riverside, and the loser of that game will be at the winner of Troy and Riverside. We'll talk about more of those games coming up here in our halftime show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Punt on the way by Jackson Coulterman, and nobody back to return it as it falls into the end zone for a touchback, so they'll get the ball to start things out deep in their own territory. So Jackson Heights, how are they going to try to turn this around, clean things up, and get their offense into a bit of a rhythm here?
Just honestly, don't turn the ball over. Most of their drives have been ending in turnovers, especially in the first half of games. It's just something you're going to have to clean up, and we're going to see these Cobras how they bounce back after that turnover. Most turnovers, they seem to just either create more or create more separation throughout the game with the team, so we're going to have to see how they come out and play.
2:02 remaining here in this opening quarter. Cobras will come out with the ball at their own 20-yard line. Melly's back in at quarterback. Eisenbarth, the halfback, in motion is Alex Browning. They'll hand it to him and put the ball on the turf. It's still gone by the Buffaloes. So they'll get the ball again on another. It is the third turnover of the day and the second by Browning.
Yeah, these Jackson Knights Cobras, you can't be doing this. This is sloppy football. We've been seeing this for the past 4 weeks. They've almost averaged 3 turnovers a game, especially in the first quarter. You don't want to see that by a football team, especially by your own home team. So just clean it up. That's all you have to do.
It's been a rough start so far for this Cobras offense. They've had 3 opportunities, and they have squandered them all due to turnovers. So Onega takes over from the Jackson Heights 19-yard line, the best field position they've had all day so far. Coulterman hands it off, and this is the big Race Fisher run to the left side, his first carry of the day. And that goes for a gain of, looks like 2. They'll make it 2nd down and 8. Still, that Jackson Knights defense has not relented, even with some rough beginnings with their offense. I mean, this is a Jackson Knights team that, I mean, of course, pretty much everybody at this level is playing both offense and defense, so being able to turn that around is tough. 1:25 and counting left to go in this first quarter. They're still scoreless. Onega in the red zone. Coulterman under center. Hand off to Gavin Coulterman. He's upended. Nice tackle by Jude Williams. Mentioned before the game, leader in tackles at 75. That one ups him to 76. He's heads and shoulders above everybody else in tackles this season. As that carry goes for 3.
Yeah, Onega really just needs that big play right now, especially getting the ball like 3 times on your opponent's 50. You know, one big play, get close to the end zone, take away some points, go up 6-0 against this Jackson Knights offense. You see they've been making mistakes. You know, keep forcing those turnovers against them.
Another 3rd down in mid-range. Onega is 0 for 2 on these third downs. Now some movement on the offensive line. That's going to back him up 5 yards. That's the right guard, Dylan Magnus, the 6'2", 205-pound sophomore moving first. That makes it 3rd and 10. So once again, more mistakes this time by the Buffaloes. That is their second penalty of the game. And right now, it's just the battle of trying to keep it the cleanest right now. I mean, both teams not doing very well.
Yeah, just you're going to have to play better offense on both sides of the ball because Onega, they haven't been able to move the ball, I mean, into the end zone, and they've gotten the 3 best opportunities I've ever seen in my time of watching football. I mean, these are the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the score would be 21-0 right now. What about you?
Well, hey, we take a look at that Texans game a few years ago. They probably come all the way back and win the game. But
oh, yeah, no. So we're just going to see how this little game unravels.
All right, so 33.9 seconds left in the quarter. The clock stops after that penalty. The officials still have not moved the ball. No, actually, no, they're going to give this penalty to Jackson Heights. I'm surprised by that. I thought it looked to me like Magnet moved first, but something the officials saw that we didn't. So that actually makes it first and goal from the 9-yard line. Third penalty of the game for the Cobras. End off right side, and Culling gets taken down for a gain of 1.
You know, I'm really surprised we're not seeing any, like, trickery or misdirection in the backfield. I mean, that's the thing that, especially Centrelli has been doing, to confuse a lot of teams. I'm surprised they haven't tried to, you know, fake one way, quarterback pulls about another way. You know, I think that's a walk into the end zone. I don't know about you, but, I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah, a lot on the line here in this game for sure. That's the end of our first quarter. We are scoreless. We're sent to a break. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We are scoreless after 1. Jared Sluppy alongside Crinton Profits. And, man, it's been a rough one so far, turnovers and penalties. And kind of taking a look at some area scores here as we do have, let's see, St. Mary's up 16-0 against McLeod. How about the Bulldogs? Got their first win since 2019 a few weeks ago. Now they've won 2 games in a row, and they are in the playoffs. Also mentioned that Troy up 14-0 over Riverside midway through the first quarter. Haven't had an update from them since then. And one last game for you on an update. We have Holton up 21-0 already and against Jefferson West. All right, so first and goal from the 8-yard line for the Buffaloes. And here is a misdirection. Left side as Gavin Coltsman, the fullback, is taken down at the 7, gain of 1. So trying some misdirection, as you kind of mentioned, wanted to maybe get a trick play in there. Trying something a little bit, but not quite like a trick play, but trying to mix some stuff up here as it's now 3rd and goal from the 7.
Yeah, I mean, they're 7 yards away from the end zone. Perfect time to score right here, especially the start of the second quarter. Put some momentum in your team, you know, so early in this first half.
A lot of time left to play. 11:33 left to go in this second quarter. You know, it's like they're going to go under center with Coltram in here. Nobody split out wide on this play. Actually, 4-down territory. And a fake handoff, and that is a blown play. Runs into his own teammate, follows at the 9-yard line. So loss of 2.
You know, when I said misdirection, I meant execute with that misdirection. You know, you have to execute, not confuse your own team. You're supposed to be confusing the opponent's team. So,
yeah, I think there was just a lack of maybe some miscommunication there on what the play exactly was supposed to be, because it looked to me like Holtzman was supposed to maybe have somebody to hand the ball off to. Instead, he keeps it for himself, runs into his own guy, and falls down at the, let's say, 10-yard line, so 4th and goal after that 3-yard loss. And as of right now, 15 plays have been run, and 4 of them have been for negative yards for Onega's offense. Here we go. Fourth and goal from the 10. Big play right here. Coltman dropping back to pass. Looking near side all the way. Throws towards the end zone. That ball is dropped. Connor Nider had it in his hands, but he just wasn't able to come up with the play.
Yeah, that's one you're going to have to reel in as a receiver, especially that corner he was playing off of him. Wasn't even close making a play on the ball. That's just an error on the receiver. And, I mean, that's what the Onega really needed to go up against these Cobras.
Yeah, Jackson Heights will have to start executing their offense right here, right now. No better time than the present as they get the ball to start off this drive from their own 10-yard line. Got to move the ball 90 yards down the field to get their first points of the day. Nelly's in at quarterback once again, two men in the backfield. Hand off this time to Browning for the second time today. Gets the 15, gain of 5.
Yeah, good game from Jackson Heights Cobras. Just, you know, don't let all that extra stuff get into your head that's been happening. I mean, they've only had 5 plays total so far and 3 turnovers. One on a punt, one in the air, one on the ground. Forget about it. You know, play a better football.
So it is now 2nd and 5 after that 5-yard play. In the gun once again. 4 receivers set. Quarterback keeper all the way, and Onega was all over it. That time, Lara, gets a tackle, but still gets a couple yards on that play.
Yeah, Onega playing good defense, still holding very strong. Their offense isn't putting up the points, but at least their defense is still playing good for that offense to maybe get a point later in this game.
That was just their 5th play. Make that 6th play run from scrimmage. Now it sets up a 3rd and 4 from their own 16, 9:22 left to go. Nellies drops back to pass, looking far side all the way, throws that way, the ball's going to be caught to 6 for a first down, and taken down at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, good first down by the Cobras. You know, hit one out to the outside, get the first down, good first down play.
Well executed, that was Josh Smith, the fullback, making that play. Their first completed pass of the day, first pass attempt was that interception. Make it 1st and 10 from the 25.
Jackson Heights and Cobras also first now. Good night so far.
Much needed. 1 man in the backfield. 3 receivers set. 2 to the near side, 1 to the far. Quarterback keeper, run to the near side, gets back to line scrimmage. Flag is down, gets to the 35, tripped up and taken down at the 37. So, a gain of 12, but we'll take a look at that penalty. Looks like this one's going to be coming back. And it will be a hold against the Cobras. That is our 4th penalty already for 25 penalty yards. Now, right now, they have more penalty yards than actual yards.
Yeah, that is something you don't want to see in a game. Yeah, you just start executing better football. Still 3 quarters left in this game. I know it's the last time 4 quarters, now 3 quarters. Still time to clean up the game.
That backs them all the way up to their, where they mark it at, all the way to the 12-yard line. That's a 13-yard penalty. Nellie's once again looking far side, throwing to a man who fell down, though, Smith again. And that will be incomplete. Make it 3rd down and 23.
Yeah, he almost...
2nd and 23, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah, he almost got off his knees to go up and catch that one. Still almost in the range of his hands to catch it. Would have been an amazing catch, especially not knowing where the ball was at, but... just a play you're going to have to make.
8:37 left to go in quarter number 2. We're still scoreless as your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. What do you think the Cobras need to do right here?
It's hard to say. You know, do you want to pass your own distance, or that might be what the other team is expecting, so run to the outside with that speed you have with the Cobras.
I haven't really seen that today, running outside. We'll see if they do. Looks like they'll... as Nellie's rolled to his right, throw over the middle. That ball's going to be caught at the 32-yard line, breaking a tackle and taken down is Alex Browning at the 36-yard line. That's going to be a first down, a gain of 24.
Yeah, that is just the play you needed for the Jackson Heights Cobras. I said Alex Browning used his speed, and he used his speed to catch up to that ball and get it. Perfect play by the Cobras.
Just what the Jackson Heights needed on that play. Getting it all back. Working from the near side hash. 2 receivers are close to the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Quarterback run, right side, gets to the 40. There goes Nellie's 45, and taken out of bounds at the 40, 9-yard line for a gain of 12 with the chains again.
Eddie Jackson Heights Cobras looking a little more explosive on this drive with 3 first downs compared to their last 2 drives with no first downs.
Has 3 turnovers on the first 3 possessions and now a 3 first downs. So definitely a change of pace. So from their 49-yard line, under center goes Mellies, trying to get into Buffalo territory for the first time today. And off to the fullback, and no, that was the misdirection. Actually, goes out to Browning. He gets across the field to the 46-yard line in a 5.
Yeah, good misdirection, a handoff to Alex Browning. A good gain of 5 from Jackson Cobras. Now bringing up a second down of 5.
4 receiver sets. Twins to both sides from the near side hash. Empty backfield. Now this will be from the gun. Onega will bring 4 for the time being. With 7:43 to go in quarter number 2. 3 linebackers. They'll all drop back here. Quarterback run, left side. Defensive line will take care of the business. As finishing off that tackle was Jeremiah Dorsey, the linebacker who played on the defensive line for that play. And that will be for no gain. So 3rd down and 5.
Hey, I'm not sure if there was confusion on there, but as soon as that play snapped, the linebackers in line just got right through that offense and just immediately made a tackle on that quarterback. I'm not sure what's going on right now, but Cobras are going to have to fix it up.
3 of the 5 offensive linemen for Jackson Heights are rather seniors or juniors. They'll run with the same formation on this 3rd and 5. Mellies again, dropping back the pass. Out of the pocket, goes to the far side. He's got room to run. He's got the first down at the 40. 35, use that speed to get to the 30. 25, 20, tripped up and taken down at the 11-yard line. Gain of 35. How about that play right there?
I like to see that little extra effort, being able to dive like Superman for a few yards right there.
By far the longest play of the game from either team. Sets him up in the red zone for the first time today. 1st and 10 from the 11. Basically 1st and goal from the 11, essentially. With 6:40 and counting left to go in quarter number 2. Jackson Heights looking to get their first score of the game. Be the first score for either team. Now running from the wishbone. Ellie's still in at quarterback, though. And here is a media handoff of the middle. That was Jude Williams, the tight end, the senior, getting a carry up the middle. Gain of 4.
Hey, Jackson Heights Cobras, I think should pick up a little bit of tempo, especially off that big play, running at a high tempo. You know, scoring right now is major.
Same formation. Mellies under center. Hands off right side. Breaking tackle into the end zone for a touchdown. Josh Smith, the fullback, from 8 yards away, and Jackson Heights on the board first.
Yeah, that'd be Josh Smith's 2nd touchdown of the year.
And the offensive line, kind of a bit of a rough start, but a good possession.
Yeah, good possession by the Jackson Heights Cobras, overcoming those 3 turnovers given to Onega, and now being able to come out and score the first touchdown of the game.
That drive goes for 90 yards. They started at their own 10-yard line after getting a 4th and goal stop. So they will go for 2. And here is a keeper right side, losing the ball in the end zone. And that will be Dovin on through the back of the end zone. Oh, they're going to say he broke the plane first, so it is good. That was a close play, but he broke the plane. So Mellies is in for 2, and it is 8-0. We'll go ahead and step aside. Jackson Heights on the board first here in your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pole and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
Kansaland Radio.
8-yard run by Josh Smith caps off a 90-yard drive that started from the 10-yard line with 10:28 remaining in the second quarter. We now have 5:57 left to go. Two-point conversion was good, and it's 8-0. That drive brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. So Onega will try to respond. They've had some opportunities to score, but they have been able to capitalize. First down at the 16-yard line, picked up by Kobe Fordham, gets to the 20, makes it 25, loses the ball, but gets right back on it. Almost a takeaway for Jackson Heights that time.
Yeah, and Jackson Heights, they do need the takeaways. They have not been able to create any so far, apart from that turnover on downs in that 4th-and-10 situation in their own red zone. But Jackson Heights is going to have to come over with some more turnovers, especially with their defense here.
First time of the day for Onega that they'll have to go a lengthy distance as they start this drive from their own 29. Their opening drive, they got the ball in their own territory, but then a fumble from Jackson Heights gave them good field position, and they've had good field position every single drive except for this one here. 5:51 to go in the second quarter. Cobras lead 8-0 as here is a handoff left side. It doesn't go for anything. And not a handoff. That was a quarterback design run by Jackson Coulterman. Actually lost a yard, so make it 2nd-and-11.
Solo question for you now. If they're starting and not in their own 50, maybe they can break the curse a little bit and go down the field and score?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, that Onega offense, they'll just need to get some of those big plays, kind of what you were talking about for Jackson Heights, but they just haven't been able to get those yet. Longest play as of right now is a Landon Culling 7-yard run. So 2nd-and-11 after the 1-yard loss with 5:15 now left to go in the second quarter. The Buffaloes like to take their time in their huddle. They're really milking down this play clock here. Only person that can see the play clock is that back judge who's sitting at the 50-yard line. So from the gun, Jackson Coulterman goes to work with 2 men in the backfield. Looking to throw over the middle. That ball is low and incomplete, looking for Niter once again, who dropped a touchdown pass on a 4th-and-goal situation on the last drive.
Those receivers are just going to have to start reeling those balls in. You're going to have to make those catches, especially there. That would have been great and major for a 3rd down in short to convert now on 3rd-and-11, making it a little harder for Onega to make a play here.
You got to help out your underclassman quarterback, that's for sure. If he puts the ball in the numbers, got to reel it in, like you were saying. So the junior wide receiver will try to shake that off and try to run a good route here on 3rd-and-11. And now a timeout will be called by Coach Coulterman. That is the 2nd of the half, and we'll take it with him. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 8-0 Jackson Heights leads Onega. Here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA and on the Cobra Channel, msesports.net.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Jackson Heights leads 8-0 against Onega. Jared Sluffy, Crinden Prophet here on KMZA and on the Cobra Channel. Be sure to stay tuned for our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We'll break down our unofficial stats from today's game. We'll talk drive summaries and also look at some of those scores around the area as well. Let's take a look at standings and just all those little goodies that you like. Again, that's coming up during our halftime show. Already got our senior night festivities underway. That was before the game when they handed off some gifts to their seniors. And as for the seniors of Jackson Heights, a chance to keep their season alive with a win to go to the playoffs next week, as the winner of this game will go to the playoffs and take on a very good St. Mary's team that already has a district title under their belt. Option to the right side, pitch to Culling, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. He is hit hard, and that'll be for a loss. Jackson Heights all over that play.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that speed option, especially where your quarterback just flip it out to the outside. I love that, especially when you got a fast running back in that backfield.
Didn't quite work that time. And we'll set up a 4th-and-11. Looks like we have another timeout on the play. So with that being said, we'll go and keep it here. And once again, we'll take a look at some of the games that are going on this evening. a lot of games of quite a bit of significance, resuming with where we left off and talking about Valley Heights and Smith Center. Valley Heights can clinch a postseason berth with the win. As for Smith Center, they're trying to lock up a 2 seed, and they're looking to get home field advantage on their first playoff game. Rossville, how about Rossville, Silver Lake, and ACCHS, all looking for the 2A District 3 title. All three of those teams could win it. The only thing that would knock Rossville out is if they lost, they would be disqualified from winning it, but things would get pretty interesting if Rossville won and ACCHS won, because that would mean that they would be the champs as the number 3 seed going into today. So a lot of things can happen right now, but right now, Silver Lake, they are 5-2, but 3-0 in district play. They are in first place, Rossville and ACCHS, both with one district loss. I mean, Silver Lake, Rossville, they both have had such brutal non-district games. I mean, playing some of the best teams across the state, all classifications, taking on Hayden, had the likes of Polton as well, Rock Creek. I mean, it's just a brutal gauntlet for some of those teams. Only taking off some tough non-district squats. So they're going punt on 4th and 12 after the 1 yard loss on 3rd and 11. This punt is booted at the 43-yard line. It's into the hands of the returner, and it's picked up once again by Connor Nider. That is a second fumble recovery and on the second punt return fumble today for Jackson Knights, their fourth turnover.
The Jackson Knights Cobras cannot do that. I mean, their best punt returner was the grass in the backfield on that, you know, where the ball went out of bounds and they started. Your guys have to pick up the ball. That's all you can say.
This is just all mental is what it really is here, and they'll get the ball from the 36-yard line. So for the fourth straight possession, Buffaloes will be in plus territory. Coulterman will be under center. 3 men in the backfield. Nobody split out. And movement up front. And that is going to go against Dylan Magnet. Thought there was some movement against Dylan Magnet on the previous drive, but it was actually against Jackson Heights. This one for sure against Magnet, the right guard. That is their second penalty of the day.
Yeah, Onega right here. Another possession where they're on their opponent's 50. I'm the same position as early, but now they're on the opponent's 50. They're going to have to score on this, especially to compete with these Jackson Heights Cobras in this long game.
Absolutely. You'd think that Jackson Heights be able to turn things around here at the break and under their 11th year head coach be able to try to eliminate some of those mental mistakes that they've been going back to so many times here. So first and 15 from the 41-yard line. Buffalo's just trying to capitalize once on the 4 turnovers that Jackson Knights has gifted them. Hand off right side, Culling, bouncing it wide and fighting to get back to the original line of scrimmage, and he is looks like he's about a 1 yard short, but a gain of 4.
Yeah, a good little extra effort there by their running back.
And this is an offense that really has struggled this season, averaging just 9 points a game. They allow 37.1 points per game. It's just been a rough year for Onega with all of the injuries they've had for multiple different types of injuries too. They've all been kind of, some of them have been freak injuries. Some of them have just been little bumps and bruises. It's just been a rough year for the Buffaloes, just trying to get some of these underclassmen some experience here and getting ready for 2023. So second and 11 from the Jackson Knights 37. And off left side for Culling. He's wrapped up, taken down. Nice tackle that time by Eisenbarth. That'll be for a yard loss. This Onega offense just having a tough time getting some junk plays. Only 2 carries have gone more than 2 yards today from Landon Culling. They've had a couple of that have gone further from Jackson Coulterman.
Yeah, like I said earlier, Onega is just looking for that explosive play, especially to get them into the end zone.
Third down and 12 from the 38 now with 3:20 to go in the first half. Holtzman from the gun looking to throw it deep. He'll fire it to the near side. He's got Nider, and it's underthrown. It's knocked down, incomplete. He had him just maybe threw that one a little bit too late. And it is now fourth and 12.
Yeah, that time he was covered by Tegan Binkley, which had a pretty good coverage on him, being able to break up that ball. The first time Nider's been thrown to her, it's a little bit of a 50-50, if you will. That time, just making it too harder for him to reel it in, though.
Yeah, Nider, he had him beat down the sideline. But Coltsman, if he threw that ball maybe a half second sooner, would have hit him in stride perfectly. Instead, they'll go ahead and punt it away from inside the 40. Cody back to return it, and we have a flag on the play. It's going to be a false start, so back him up 5 yards, maybe give Coulterman a little bit more room to punt this one away. He had a touchback punt earlier.
Yeah, Jack Knight's Cobras, don't mess this punt up. Probably maybe try letting it go through the end zone if their punter kicks it that far. I mean, you don't want, if you're a punter, try to pin them as far deep into their own territory as you can without it going through the back of the end zone. So we'll just see what happens here.
They're going to have Browning return this one. He's standing at their own 5-yard line. Another try from Coltman. This one goes almost over his head and makes the acrobatic catch. Laser punt, first bounce at the 17-yard line and down at the 15.
Yeah, that one, I'm not sure if you want to pick that one up too early. If I was Onega, I would have let that one bounce a little bit. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that Onega just kind of saved another turnover by good Cobras. But,
yeah, as you mentioned, already two fumbles on punt returns. It's been a rough day for Jackson Heights trying to just pick up the ball and run with it on these punt returns. He had an interception and a fumble on the offensive side of the ball as well. It's been a rough day, but still, you're up. Jackson Heights, you're definitely happy being up 8-0. We threw a 5 left to go in this second quarter. Empty backfield, 5 wide receivers set on this 1st and 10 from their own 15, rolling to his right, and he got some room to run if he wants it. Instead, he is going to go ahead and pull it down. Makes a man miss at the 20, 25, hurls over a guy and take it down at the 26-yard line, gain of 11.
Yeah, showing a few swim moves, diving and swimming through those defenders. Pretty good on Drake Millions, giving that extra effort to get a few yards for these Jackson Heights Cobras on that pass attempted play.
6 carries for 63 yards for Melly so far. Unofficial stats, of course. Gets them all the way. Actually, they're going to say the 28-yard line, so add a couple there. Making a 13-yard gain. The 1st and 10 from their own 28. Clock stops with 2:56 to go. Another opportunity for Jackson Heights to score before the half. Take the handoff. Keeper, right side. Good job breaking a tackle, but then not able to escape Landon Culling. He's taken down for a 1-yard loss.
Yeah, that's what Onega's going to have to do. Just keep making tackles for losses, or, you know, just keep them short. Don't let them score on you. You know, teams that stick around in sloppy games, you know, those teams typically don't win, so Onega's just going to have to stick this one out and keep executing on defense especially, and see what your offense can do as a result of those big plays or big plays.
Try to follow that up with a second down play behind schedule here after the 1-yard loss. They're going to throw. That ball is going to be caught. That is the tight end, Jude Williams, at the 35-yard line, a gain of 8. So a little chunk play. Keep him moving. That is his first catch of the day. Had a carry earlier for 4 yards. As his 13th reception of the season, leads the team in that department. After the catch, has 136 receiving yards. Also has 4 rushing touchdowns as well. Like to go to him in goal-to-go situations, as we saw on that previous drive. The 3rd down and 3, you have to make that a 7-yard pitch and catch. Here's the run left side. Eisenbarth has the 1st down across the 40, taken down at the 43.
Yeah, good play that time by the running back. We haven't seen a lot being produced by the Jackson Heights running backs that time. Very good on the running back being able to help out the quarterback in that situation, getting a good run.
Eisenbarth's 12th carry of the season, 2nd of the day, and that moves the chains. 1.5 minutes now to go. From the 43, Mellies, Eisenbarth in the backfield, rolling to his left, immediately under pressure. And he'll cross the line of scrimmage, and he's going to break free. He's in the secondary, 30. And take down at the 27-yard line.
You know, at the beginning of this game, you asked me, who do I think is going to be the starting quarterback of this team? Obviously, we're seeing Drake Mellies, and like I said, the spread formation is where you see him the most, and that's exactly why you see him in the spread formation the most, his speed, especially when he can escape that pressure.
30-yard carry, he now has 94 rushing yards on the day, sets them up from the Buffalo 27-yard line, 1:15 to go. 1st and 10. Empty backfield. In the slot on the near side is Browning. Wide to the near side is Eisenbarth. From the far side hash, Ellis takes the snap, looking to throw far side, and the play is blown dead with a penalty. That's going to be a false start. That's going to be their 5th penalty of the game. Get 1st and 15 now from the 32.
Yeah, Jacksonville Cobras, they're going to have to clean up the turnovers and the penalties, especially if they want to run up more of a score against these Onega Buffaloes.
And I tell you what, you cannot make these kind of mistakes against the St. Mary's team next week if they do hold on and win this one, that's for sure.
No, definitely not. That's going to be a tough game for these Jacksonville Cobras to play, especially if they can't clean up in this game right here.
Yeah, two of those turnovers really self-inflicted on just touching up on some punts. Of course, a fumble and an interception as well. Empty backfield, rolling to his right is Melly's on this first and 15, signaling for a man to move downfield. He's going to throw this one, and that is caught within a bounce. No. It was a good play, but Williams was out of bounds. We talk about the ability for Melly's to not just run in general, but also to create some time in the pocket, or outside the pocket.
Yeah, no, he does a great job creating time in the pocket, being able just to run out. And if he doesn't see anyone downfield, he can make the move to use his speed to get down the field and pick up yards. A great quarterback who's been able to put up well over 300 rushing yards and 300 passing yards.
Already two carries for over 30 yards on the day. Unfortunately, unable to pick up that completion there as Williams was out of bounds. Second and 15 from the Onega 32-yard line with 1:06 to go, trying to add to their 8-0 lead. As your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Takes a snap, Melly's looking to the far side. Staying in the pocket, plenty of time, rolls out to his right now, throws over the middle. That ball is going to be caught at the 15, to the 10, and taken down at the 11-yard line. That was Josh Smith.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Drake Millie's being able to create time in that pocket to help his offensive line. He's able to get out, throw a nice dart, and overall get a good first down to these Jackson Knights Cobras, stopping the clock at 58 seconds.
They mark him out at the 12, so that is a 20-yard play. That was well done that time. Once again, just creating some more time and finding his fullback downfield. How about the day that Josh Smith has had? He has two receptions for 29 yards. Also has had that rushing touchdown as well. So from the 12, Melly's once again in the gun. Nobody split out wide. Everybody on the line of scrimmage here. Hand off up the middle. Eisenbarth has a lane, dropping his legs into the end zone. I had my five and my end zone lines mixed up. He gets to the 3-yard line. So 9-yard game.
Yeah, good rush by the Jacksonville Cobras. You got plenty of time to use timeouts and just run the ball into the end zone and give Onega less time to make a play with 51 seconds left to go of the second quarter before half.
51.6 seconds left. Timeout is called. We'll go ahead and keep it here. We are going to have our halftime show coming up brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. And we'll break down what's happening in this one with our unofficial stats. We'll talk about some of the scores that are going on in the area as well. And we'll break down what has happened in this one to boot. We'll take a look at those standings as we have all sorts of playoff scenarios on the line tonight. And we'll get you caught up with all the scores that are going on. I have a couple scores right now. Looks like we do have some scores here. Sabetha and Nemaha Central are scoreless after the first quarter. That is a big one going on to win that district. Two of the top five teams in the state battling in Seneca there. We'll definitely keep a close eye on that one. A chance for a district title on the line there. Hayden is currently leading 26-0 against an injury-laden Hiawatha team. Holton is now up 28-0 at Jefferson West. And that is all I have for you at the moment. But we'll have more for you coming up at the break. Also, be sure to stay tuned for all of your scores in our Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show. That will be after our broadcast concludes. We'll have a few scores for you in our post-game show, but if you want all of the scores, be sure to stay tuned for that as well. So here you go. First and make that second and goal from the 3-yard line after a 9-yard carry by Eisenbarth. Here's a handoff up the middle, and into the end zone is Josh Smith again.
A good way for these Jacksonville Cobras to slither their way into the end zone and get another touchdown, especially in the second quarter. You know, first quarter looking a little rough, second quarter having two touchdowns looking a little better.
Both by Josh Smith. That is his second of the day. Only two carries, both for touchdowns. Pretty efficient day by the fullback. So it's now 14-0 for the time being. They'll go for two. As for this Onega offense, they have been gift-wrapped some opportunities in this first half, but haven't been able to capitalize on any of them. And the ball in the red zone a pair of times as well. Take handoff, rolling to his right is Melly. He's trying to find someone open in the end zone, throwing over across his body, and it's broken up and incomplete.
Yeah, good crossbody throw there. Wide receiver not able to reel that one in, but overall, a good play by Drake Melly's.
So it stays 14-0. We'll take a break for 60 seconds here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Second rushing touchdown of the day by Josh Smith. This one from 3 yards out with 49.1 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Started with 3:05 to go in the second quarter from their own 15-yard line, as a PAT was no good on a crossbody throw that was incomplete. That your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Onega, one more opportunity possibly to score. We'll see if they try to do something with it. Is this a little squib kick up the middle, goes over the head of a Buffalo and into the arms once again by Colby Fordham, and he's dropped immediately at the 22-yard line. Listen to our Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you.
Yeah, good special teams play by the Jack Science Cobras, getting a tackle, letting Onega start on their own 22 with 44 seconds to go in this second quarter.
So we'll see if they try to possibly run some plays here or if they're satisfied with just being down by a couple of scores. And it's been a rough half for both teams. I mean, Jackson Heights, they're up 14-0, yeah, but I mean, four turnovers, five penalties, a very sloppy play, and then of course Onega has not been able to capitalize on any of those turnovers, penalties. And off right side, it goes for a big one. It's a first down, tripped up at the 36-yard line for a first down. Landon Culling the longest play of the day for him, and goes for 14.
Yeah, Onega still has timeouts. They still have time. I'm actually expecting a little more of a passing offense, or high tempo. I mean, clock is running right now. You think you'd want to run a little more of a tempo offense, especially down by two possessions?
Yeah, it looks to me like Onega is kind of satisfied with being down just 14-0 instead of stopping the clock a bunch of times on some passes and then giving Jackson Heights one more opportunity to score. I believe that's what they're trying to do here, as they'll go ahead and do a bootleg to the left side, filling almost everybody, gets the 47 and taken down there by going out of bounds. And he'll save out the 48. So back-to-back 10-plus yard plays, and they hadn't had any going into this drive.
Yeah, maybe they should always be under the 20 seconds. I don't know. It's like they play pretty good, a little under pressure. Onega, you know, 11 seconds, like you said, most likely just trying to not give any big plays up the extra time, but also trying to run a little different plays to see if they can maybe sneak in a touchdown before half.
Kind of dipping their toes in, yeah.
Dipping their toes in, but don't want to risk giving up a big play for the extra time.
Exactly. Clock stopped with 11.2 seconds left from their own 48-yard line. Now they work from the gun. Coltman drops back to pass. And going to throw this one deep. Nider is in the area, but it's going to be overthrown and out of bounds as well. There in coverage that time for the Cobras was Tegan Finkley once again. He has been doing his best to cover Nider, and he's doing a good job because he doesn't have any catches yet today.
Yeah, I mean, Nider, he's been the primary target, getting carded four times. Two very catchable for him. That one, obviously, not as catchable. And then the last one, obviously, not as catchable, being a 50-50 ball.
5.4 seconds left. Might have one more play left. Second and 10. Nider is going to be on the far side. Two receivers on the near side. Kelzer, the tight end, split out wide. And in the slot, that is I'm not sure who that was. Didn't see the number. Here's a chunk play. run by Kelling to the 39-yard line. And that is how the first half is going to come to a close. So overall, both teams got some things to clean up here going into the second half. We'll go ahead and step aside. We'll have our halftime show coming up, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Back in just a few minutes. Here in your game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College.
Ag tires aren't cheap, but they're cheaper in the country. And that's why farmers from Jackson and surrounding counties are taking the direct route right past the implement dealers to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Top brands, rock bottom prices. You'll save a bundle on all your ag tires because direct is better. Get out of town and head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Halftime, 14-0, Jackson Heights leading Onega here in our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Taking a look at your unofficial stats from the first half. First, for the team that's on the wrong side of the scoreboard so far, Onega, as of right now, Landon Culling, he has 12 carries for 36 yards. Jackson Coltman, the quarterback, has 4 carries for 14 yards. He is also 1 for 6 over the air with 3 passing yards, with those 3 yards going to Race Fisher. And also, Gavin Coltman, the fullback, has 4 carries for 7 yards with 2 penalties for 15 yards, no turnovers. As for the Cobras, as of right now, Alex Browning, he has 3 turnovers on the day with a fumble on the offensive side and also 2 fumbles in special teams. He has 3 carries for 9 yards on the day. Tyson Eisenbarth has 3 carries for 19 yards. Josh Smith has 2 carries for 11 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. He also has 2 catches for 29 yards. He leads the team in both receptions and receiving yards. Browning also has 1 reception for 24 yards. Jude Williams has 4 rushing yards and 7 receiving yards. As for Drake Millie, the quarterback, he has 8 carries for 94 yards. He also has 4 completions out of 7 passing attempts, 60 passing yards, and an interception, no touchdowns. Jackson Knights has 5 penalties for 33 penalty yards and 4 turnovers, as mentioned, with 2 special teams fumbles, 1 offensive fumble, and an interception. Taking a look at the game stats overall, as of right now, 197 total yards for the Cobras compared to Onega's just 60. As of right now on the ground, 8.1 yards per carry for Jackson Knights. Not too shabby there with 17 carries, 137 yards. As for Onega, they have just 2.9 yards per carry on 20 carries for 57 yards. And the big thing, though, I mean, talk about just the mistakes that Jackson Knights needs to limit in the second half.
Yeah, special team mistakes, definitely a big one. They've had 2 special teams mistakes and then just 2 offensive with 1 interception and 1 fumble. Things are just going to have to limit on the Jackson Heights Cobras. And then, of course, with Onega, not really throwing any picks or fumbles, but, you know, turnover on downs, just being able not to be able to push the ball anywhere. So that's just what they're going to do.
Yeah, I mentioned those fumbles and interceptions. Clean those up and things will be looking a lot better for Jackson Heights, even with them up. Already up 14-0. So this all started with that first fumble by Browning then following Onega. They got the ball at the 40-yard line. They were unable to convert on a fourth down. They gave the ball back to the Cobras, in which another fumble by Browning gave the ball back to Onega in near the red zone. They were yet again not able to capitalize. So once again, giving the ball back to the Cobras, and then an interception throwing across his body gives the ball back to Onega. Yet again, good field position for the Buffaloes. They are turned away again by that Jackson Heights defense. And the fourth time around, it was another fumble on a punt return. And it's just been one of those days for Jackson Heights, but they are on the positive side of things on the scoreboard, so definitely looking forward to a second half, I'm sure, especially Alex Browning. Got to just kind of shake things off, kind of get into a fresh mindset.
Yeah, especially as, you know, the best running back on this team with the most rushing touchdowns, the most rushing yards, well over 600. He's just the guy that you're going to have to, really rely on. So far they've been relying on Josh Smith, who coming into this day had 191 rushing yards with one rushing touchdown, now doing great with two rushing touchdowns. You're really going to have to rely on these backs. Josh Smith's been good. You got to see a little more from Alex Browning, though, being the main back behind this offense.
It almost seems like Drake Mellies is almost the main starting quarterback. He's been pretty incredible. Has two carries of over 30 yards. I mean, he's just kind of a guy that's been able to do whatever he wants with his legs, but it'd be nice if one of those running backs would be able to step up and take off some of the pressure. All right, we'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll look at some of the scores around the area. We'll take a look at some standings, some other good stuff for you here on our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, here in our Game of the Week, brought to you by Bruce State College.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
At the half, 14-0 Jackson Heights leads Onega. Jared Sluppy alongside Brendan Prophet, and it's been a pretty interesting game so far. We'll get to what's happened here in just a little bit. We'll repeat our stats from the first half in just a little bit. But first, let's get you caught up with some scores that are going on in and around the area. Taking a look at Class 2A in District 3, Atchison County currently leading Silver Lake. Silver Lake is currently in first place in the district. If they win, they can clinch the district, but if ACCHS wins, and some things go right in the tiebreaker with Rossville and Silver Lake, that they can also win the district. Taking a look elsewhere, Blue Valley Randolph leads Lynn 14-12 with 1:41 left to go in the second quarter. The winner of that will play at Osborne in the first round of the playoffs. Elsewhere, Smith Center currently beating up on Valley Heights 35-6. Valley Heights trying to clinch a playoff spot. They can, even if they lose, with a I can't forget who it was that I should have mentioned it. I forget they need something to go their way in order for them to get in, even with a loss, but they still can't get there. Washington County currently leads Rock Hills 24-8, and the winner clinches a postseason spot. They'll play rather Hoxie or Hill City, the winner of that game in District 6 of Class 8-man D1. Elsewhere, taking a look at our scores around the area, we have St. Mary's currently leading McLeod 45-0. McLeod already clinching a spot. They'll be at Centralia next week. And as for St. Mary's, they will play the winner of this game. So not much really at stake in that contest. We have Minneapolis currently leading Riley County 6-0. Riley County trying to bounce back after losing to Nemaha Central last week. And speaking of, how about that game between Sabetha and Nemaha Central? The Blue Jays currently up 7-0 at the half. The winner will win the district title. And both teams have already clinched first round bye. But they're playing for a Big 7 title and a district title as well. Elsewhere, we have Jefferson County North currently leading Mission Valley 8-0. And in that game, the winner will host the loser of Troy and Riverside, and the loser will play at Troy or Riverside. So that's a look at some of your area games so far, and with that being said, let's go ahead and once again take a look, a quick look at the standings here in the district for these two teams. It'd be Class 1A District 4. Centralia has already clinched. Troy in second place at 6-1. They're still trying to get second place in the district with a win over Riverside. And then, of course, here at fourth and fifth, Jackson Heights, Onega, both 0-3. And Riverside, a pretty interesting story this season. Bryce Payton's squad, they've been kind of up and down this year, but still have a chance to get a bye in week one, but a very tall task of taking on a very good Troy Trojans team who beat this Onega team last week 42-13. And, of course, the story of our day is, of course, with these two teams that are in front of us, win and you're in, and they already know where they would be. It would be at St. Mary's, a very good Bears team that has already clinched District 3 in Class 1. Taking a look at what happened last week, it was Riverside mentioned. They've been a very scrappy squad. They just barely were unable to defeat Centralia, who is now the number one team in all of Class 1A. They lost 26-20, and mentioned that Troy defeated Onega 42-13, and Jackson Knights falling on the road 18-6 to a very good ACCHS team that is playing for a district title today. And next week, the only thing that has been solidified in this district is we know McLeod is going to be taking on Centralia with a lot more things to be determined here this evening. And we'll try to see if we can figure some things out here after this one in our post-game show, but you'll want to stay tuned for our Community National Bank High School Sports Scoreboard Show. We'll have more of those scenarios broken down for you after the fact. We'll go ahead and send it to a break. Once again, we'll come back with second half action. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on KMZA. Our score, Jackson Heights 14 and Onega 0.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. With three Milwaukee sales going on at once, choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number three, find lower prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
KMZA
14-0, Jackson Heights leading Onega, and this is a winner-take-all game. Winner goes to playoffs, loser will go home. They'll play again next week, but not for the playoffs. So this is a big, big game here tonight, to say the least. And Jackson Heights, they showed up offensively besides a few very crucial turnovers.
Yeah, overall, Jackson Heights Cobras, they have 14-0 on the scoreboard. I mean, you look at the score, you're like, oh, 14-0 must be a good game. But, I mean, you see behind that curtain, it's not quite as good of a game as you would expect. I mean, you really look at it, either Jackson Heights Cobras should be winning this by a million, or Onega really should be winning this by a million. I mean, Onega, they need to take control when they have the chance, especially when they've had it over their opponents 54 times in that first half and couldn't come up with anything, turning the ball over only on fourth downs, but, you know, not doing any interceptions or fumbles, but still something they got to clean up for Onega, and, you know, obviously Jackson Heights need to clean some stuff up, too.
Yeah, the Buffaloes, I think they're just kind of lacking that playmaker to step up and make some big-time plays in some crucial moments, because they've had those opportunities, like you were alluding to, Crinden, but they just haven't been able to capitalize on those mistakes. So, kind of like you were talking about, the only thing that's really been positive for Jackson Heights is the scoreboard, which, I mean, in the end, that's really all that matters. Millies has been able to make some nice plays, but ultimately it was a very rough first half for the Cobras. They need to clean it up. And again, I mentioned this in the first quarter, they cannot play like this against St. Mary's next week.
No, absolutely not. You cannot play like this against St. Mary's. I mean, you said St. Mary's is doing amazing right now in yeah. their game. They're blowing out their opponent. You'd really hate to see this Jackson Heights team beat Onega and go next week and just end in a season where this – yeah, especially with this Jackson Heights team, you really don't want to see them lose that way in that final game. So they're really going to have to clean things up. I'm not saying there's no hope for this Jackson Heights team. They just got to really clean things for next week.
Yeah, they'll have a whole week to prepare for that game and hopefully clean some of those things up. But mentally, I think where the Cobras are really lacking is just some of those mental mistakes. That's what those punt return mistakes were. They weren't really where it was just maybe an error that was physical. I mean, Onega didn't outwill the Cobras on those punt returns. They were just touched up when they shouldn't have been. So clean those up, have the coach kind of talk some words and sense into the team, and they should be okay moving forward. I've got about a minute left as we get ready for the second half of this contest. For Onega, Brendan, what are some things that they'll need to do to try to turn things around for them?
So for them, it's obviously taking advantage of turnovers. And whether or not you get a turnover or do get a turnover, it's still your job as a offense to, take time off that clock for the defense, give them a rest, and push down the field and get points away. Obviously not doing that, whether they're on their own 20 or their opponent's 20, not taking away points, something they're just going to have to start executing.
Yeah, I mean, they're a team that right now they've had 20 carries. They're only running at 2.9 yards per clip. I mean, you just cannot do that against a team like the Cobras that can go back on the other side and make some of those explosive plays. Mentioned that they had two 30-plus yard runs from Mellies, and expect more of the same here in the second half. Onega has to be able to respond in those instances and get some big plays of their own. So at the beginning of the game, at the coin toss, it was the Buffaloes who received, so they'll kick off, and it'll be the Cobras who will return with Mellies there with Josh Smith. Back to return this one, Mellies on the far side and Smith on the near side. And it's going to be Ray Fisher kicking it away.
So far, the Jackson Heights Cobras scoring their last two drives. So let's see if they can continue scoring with this drive to kick off the second half.
It's been either a turnover or a touchdown. So it's all or nil for this offense for Jackson Heights. So here we go. 12 minutes on the clock. Fisher lines it up. There's the whistle. And the big fellow waits for the rest of the team to get fully set. And we are underway with half number two. Low squib kick. It's dove on at the 24-yard line.
Yeah, Jacksonite Scobra's already looking better on special teams, being able to secure first. You know, not letting that one turn over. It's a small thing, but in this game,
it's a step
in the right direction. That was Michael Cornelison, the junior,
able to dive on that one. Decent field position for the Cobras. Haven't seen any of Cade Holiday today, so looks like it's Melly's offense all the way. He is in that shotgun on this first and 10 play, and haven't really run much of the wishbone today, only seen it a few times in the red zone, and mainly the spread. Takes a snap. Keeper going to the right side. Melly's, and he is taken down. Nice tackle by Culling at the 34-yard line, so no gain. Make it second and 10.
Yeah, you see all those Drake Melly's where, I mean, he's the one who's keeping the ball, but most of the time when you see him really explode in the game is when he's having to make the decision whether he wants to run on his own. So, I mean, I'm not sure, but, you know, it seems to me it might be a little better relying on a little bit of running backs or getting him that option, like in read option, whether he wants to keep that ball or not.
Yeah, or if he wants to throw as well, he's 4-for-7 with 60 passing yards on the day so far. Second and 10, throw near side, batted down at the line of scrimmage. Nice play by Race Fisher, the junior, batted it down on that near side, and it's third and 10.
Yeah, great way to get your hands up, and, you know, good on Onega being able to come out the second half down by 14 and looking good on defense. Obviously, it's about the offense that puts up the points, but, you know, this defense looking good so far, bringing up a third down 9 for these Jackson Heights Cobras.
Buffalo's defense looking for a stand right here. Axel already final with their score 68-0, as this week it was Donovan West, their victim. In the gun, Melly's drops back, steps up in the pocket. He is looking to throw on the run. That ball's going to be caught by Smith. He's got a first down. He's at midfield. 45-40 down the sideline and can't put a couple defenders. He's taking it all the way at the 36-yard line.
Drake Melly's doing a great job right there, knowing that his line's behind that line of scrimmage still, so that's still a fair ball that he can still throw. You know, he looks like he's about to run, and then right as he's about to take off, dump that ball off to Josh Smith, and then he's been making the plays the whole night as a receiver, and well as the running back, and then getting that ball down to now the 33, setting a first down 10 for Jackson.
Smith having quite a day today. Two rushing touchdowns, also has 57 receiving yards from the 32-yard line. Man in motion, going to hand it off, and breaking a tackle. Missed opportunity is getting to the outside and taken down at the 21-yard line, 11-yard gain. That was Alex Browning on the carry, his first of the half and his fourth of the game.
Yeah, Jacksonite Cobra's looking very good on their first drive coming out into the second half. Obviously, with that big, good first down, that pass to Drake Melly to Josh Smith. Looking good so far. Execute it. Go up 21-0. 4-0.
Jeremiah Dorsey was the man coming through the hole that couldn't make the play. Would have been maybe a loss of 3 instead of it's a gain of 11 to the 21-yard line. Knocking on the door of the red zone. Hand off Eisenbarth up the middle. Get him into the red zone. Take it down to 19. So a gain of 2. I think it's almost crucial that they give the ball to Browning here in a game where he's kind of lost his confidence in the first half. Give him the ball, try to get that confidence built back up after that's 3 turnovers.
Yeah, I'd say he's been losing his confidence a lot in these past few games. You know, gain it back up now.
They'll go from the wishbone now with 9:51 to go in the third quarter. Melly's hands it off to Browning, and he gets a first down, tripped up at the 10-yard line. Nice run, gain of 10 by the senior.
Like you said, pick up the confidence. Great time to pick up the confidence now. You're in a good position. You're in a good position for these Jackson Knights Cobras to really run that ball without running, show his speed, show his toughness, and really push it into that end zone.
Yeah, back-to-back carries, the 10 or more yards. They're now at the 10. So first and goal. Once again, from the bone. Their bread and butter for decades. Hand off, fullback up the middle, and a gain of a couple. And it looks like that was Browning again for 2.
Well, Jackson Heights Cobras looks like they have a bone to pick coming out in wishbone. You know, trying to run the ball in. You know, having pretty good offense coming out here, just trying to run the ball, get the clock going down. Onega doesn't have a lot of time to score. And, you know, just keep running that score up.
9:05 and counting left to go in the third quarter. Jackson Heights leads at 14-0 against Onega. Winner will play next week in the playoffs at St. Mary's. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Shotgun, handoff left side, Eisenbarth has a lane, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown. Wide open lane, and that defense, rather that offensive line, once again, parting the Red Sea. It's time for Eisenbarth to get in the end zone.
Yeah, Eisenbarth doing a good job reading through that hole, getting through it, and the defender just kind of drives him into the right direction, puts him in the end zone. Now the Cobras up 20-0.
Great way to start in the second half for Jackson Heights. Get a stop, get a score. They'll go for two. Oh, no, they're actually going to kick the PAT. Looks like Smith is lining it up. Stab is good. Hold is good. On the way. And he pushed it right. So it's no good. And it will stay 20-0. We'll go and take a break here on our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA and on the Cobra Channel on MSCSports.net.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafi checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafi checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafi at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
20-0, our score, a touchdown run by Titus Eisenbarth from 9 yards out. With 8:45 to go in the third quarter, started with 11:59 in the third quarter for 66 yards.
Yeah, the Jackson Heights Cobras, and that looks sloppy starting off the second half. Hopefully we can see that through the second half, you know, especially giving more hope going on the road against St. Mary's if they win this game.
And that drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. First bounce was kickoff. It's scooped up at the 35-yard line on the run. And getting it a few yards is Dylan Magnet, the right guard. And about the big fella hustling up and running for that one. That was well done by the senior. Got about 8 yards on that return. Pretty good field position for the Buffaloes, but that has not helped them today. They've had the ball in the red zone multiple times and have yet to score today.
Yeah, just something they're going to have to execute on, especially in the second half football.
Race Fisher is lined up as the tailback. Coltman under center. They will hand it off to the big fella up the middle, and he'll get a carry of about 4 yards on first and 10, make it second and 6.
Yeah, good first play to start. I mean, only 4 yards, but 4 yards is 4 yards, and it's something this Onega team needs, especially with their low rush per average so far this game.
That's something different here. Mix it up as his third touch of the day. Had a 2 yard carry in the first half, 1 for 4 now, and also had a 3 yard reception. By the way, the only reception of the day for Onega, as Jackson Coulterman is 1 for 6 with 3 passing yards on the day. 2nd and 6 from their own 44 with 8 minutes to go in this third quarter. Hand off left side. And once again, Fisher rumbling to the 48-yard line. I would do the full Chris Berman quote if he would have went a little bit further, but he'll get rumbling. He gets about 4 more on that play.
Yep. Again, another good run. 4 yards a pop. That's how it goes. And you can... You can get a first down every time with 4 yards and pop.
Absolutely. Third down and 2. And they'll run a tight formation on this third and short. Once again, Fisher, the tailback. And running into him and the ball is loose as it jarred the ball free, and the Cobras have it. Flag is down as well, and the Cobras have the ball at the Onega 41-yard line.
Yeah, Jacksonite's first turnover, if they can get this.
We'll see who this flag is on. Could determine who gets the ball here. Officials are still kind of talking it over, and they are going to say it was against Onega. First turnover of the game for the Buffaloes. Jackson Heights gets the ball in Buffalo territory. So one goes the way of the Cobras this time.
Yep. I mean, Onega has turnover on downs, but this time their first proper turnover, if you will, with a fumble in their own territory. Jackson Heights Cobras scoring their last three drives. Let's see that on this next one.
Seven-11 left to go in this third. Quarterback keeper Mellies to the 40, 35, breaks a couple tackles to the 30. And cuts it inside to the 27-yard line, gain of 15 by the quarterback.
Yeah, way to shed tackles right there. And a good explosive play for these Jackson Heights Cobras. Coming back after that fumble, you know, trying to run the score up to either 26-0, 27-0, or 28-0.
That would be crucial. It almost put the game away with how Onega has been unable to operate their offense here today. Nellie's from the gun. Smith split up wide to the far side. He leads the team in receiving yards and receptions today. I'll hand it off instead of the right side to the senior running back, and Browning gets it to the 24-yard line for a gain of 3.
Yep, running back's just going to really have to step up into this game. Jackson Heights covers a very comfortable 20-0 lead, so now you're just trying to, you know, help run that clock out, get the game going by a little quicker, while also trying to score that ball with these veteran players at running back.
By the way, I failed to mention, Melly's on a 15-yard carry. He surpassed the 100-yard mark. He has 10 for 109 on the day. 6:20 to go here in the third. In the wishbone now. And movement on the left side by both the tackle and the tight end. I believe that was Buto who moved first. So back him up 5 yards, make it 2nd and 12.
Yeah, Buto, a good defensive player for these Jackson Heights Cobras. Obviously, going to clean that mistake, but don't get a false start for your team. But he does make a very good defensive presence for these Jackson Heights Cobras, leading the team to 4 sacks.
Sure does. The 5'9", 190-pound senior. It's a rare mistake for one of the leaders on this squad. Under 6 minutes now left to go. I'll continue to run the bone here. Mellies will take the snap, and he'll keep it. I think some miscommunication. Looks like he wanted to hand it off, but instead broke about 4 or 5 tackles just to get back to the line of scrimmage and maybe gain a yard on that play.
Yeah, on that one, miscommunication, but Drake Mellies being able to use the athleticism to keep that play a little bit alive longer. I mean, he only picked up 2 yards, but 2 yards is 2 yards. Make it a little bit more manageable 3rd down and 9.
And that should have been maybe a 3 or 4 yard loss. And Ellie has just been able to evade multiple tackles today and is able to break for a couple. Make it a positive game. He's kind of the playmaker he is. Williams in the slot on the near side. Split out wide is Binkley. Smith on the far side. In the backfield is Browning. Mellies from the shotgun. Going to run it himself, left side, gets to the 20, and take it down at the 18 for a gain of 8.
Yeah, a good designed quarterback run out of shotgun that time, getting a good gain from Jackson Heights Cobras, making a very manageable 4th down.
I'll say it's actually closer to a gain of 7 at the 19-yard line. Like you said, 4th and manageable, 4th and 2 to be precise, with 4:25 now left to go in this third quarter. Jackson Heights leads it home. It's no Nega, 20-0. Your score brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. From the bone. Mellies takes a snap under center, hands it off, and colliding at the line of scrimmage was the big fella Jeremiah Dorsey for a loss. That's a turnover on downs.
Yeah, that time just dropped in the backfield, and Onega making good plays on defense. Offense still not helping that defense, but that stops the Jackson Heights since touchdown streak they offered all the last 3 drives they've been on.
the Buffaloes can now be the time where they get their offense going with 3:57 left to go in the third quarter. Almost feels like a must-score situation where they trail by three possessions. Bozeman takes a snap, hands it off left side, and Fisher gets it to the 22-yard line for a gain of one. And I tell you what, 1 yard, 2 yards each play, not going to cut it now.
No, definitely not going to cut it, especially for Onega. You're down 20. There's about 15 minutes and 40 seconds left in this game to play. You're going to have to make plays. You can't rely on your defense to create the turnovers. You're going to have to rely on the offense to get the touchdowns at this point. So Jackson is going to have to really step up if he wants to win this game and carry on in the postseason.
And he still has yet to throw a pass here in the second half. He's got to get the ball in the air to his receivers, and his receivers have to make plays because they've had the issue of having some drops so far today.
Yes.
3:12 left to go. Hand off right side. Gavin Coltman with his first carry of the second half. And he rams his way to the 26-yard line on a gain of four.
Yeah, Onega not shying away from the run, even though they're down 20-0. They're still going to keep a very slow offense, a little bit questionable, especially in this late game. But, you know, we'll trust the coaches here and see how this game folds the end.
Once again, also, like you were mentioning, kind of moving methodically in the huddle as well, not really with any sense of urgency, getting to the line of scrimmage and snapping the next play. On third and five from their own 26, Buffaloes hand it off right side and stop short. It'll be fourth in a couple after a 2-yard carry by Colling. That is his first carry of the half as well.
Yeah, at this point in the game, I mean, I'm really thinking backyard football. I mean, you're going against the Jackson Heights team down 20-0. Start involving that team. You got a really young quarterback. I hope that he can make some plays, but you're not picking up the game that matters now on a 4th-and-3 on your own 50 down by 20.
How's this for a stat? Of the 22 carries, only 5 of their carries have gone for more than 3 yards, which is how far they have to get a first down. They're going to punt it away as a result, as it's going to go out of bounds. They're actually going to stop at the 35-yard line. Pretty solid punch by Colterman. But still, you'd like to have that possession back and maybe do a few things differently if you're Onega.
Yeah, of course. You want to do a lot of things different, putting up points on this board. Obviously, Jackson Heights wasn't there to turn the ball over on another punt. You know, they can't rely on turnovers at this point in the game. You're going to have to rely on offense. Defense is going to have to come up, see what they can do. Pick six, fumble six, get in good position, help the offense do something in the turn of it.
It seems like Onega will need something of the sort, a defensive touchdown of some sort, in order for them to get on the board, because their offense has just not been able to produce points today. So from their own 35, the Cobras operate their third drive of the third quarter, beg your pardon. Mellies from the gun. Design quarterback run, left side. Gets the 5-yard gain to the 40 and gets the first down all the way to the 40.
Yeah,
I saw
a herd of buffalo just trying to take down Mellies down. And Mellies is not a big quarterback. He is only 5'7", and still being able to have a whole team just hold on to him. Just incredible strength from the waist down.
Yes, by the freshman, nonetheless.
He's got
a lot of time for his body to develop and get even stronger as his high school career continues forward, which is why I said earlier that the Cobras are in good hands and they'll be very good moving forward after the season.
Agreed.
1:10 now left to go in quarter number 3. Mellies, once again working from the far side hash this time. Run right side. Eisenbarth tripped up at the 49-yard line for a gain of 3.
Yep, good solid run. Keep running the clock out. Obviously, Onega isn't looking to be very explosive right now. Keep the game tempo slow. Keep Onega slow. Finish the game.
Still got a full quarter left, though, as Jackson Heights has been able to hog the time of possession in this third quarter like you were talking about. Minor, you can check out this game online, msdsports.net, for the new Cobra channel, something we introduced brand new just a couple weeks ago. 2nd-and-7, after a 3-yard carry by Titus Eisenbarth with a touchdown already today. This time, this run is going backwards for a yard. That was Eisenbarth yet again. And it looks like that will likely be the end of quarter number 3 with 15 seconds left, unless they really rush up the line of scrimmage, which neither team has really done today.
Yeah, Jacksonite Cobras looking very better in this third quarter. They've only scored once, and they've turned over on downs another, but overall not turning the ball over.
That was one thing we talked about during the halftime, trying to avoid those mistakes. That is the end of quarter number three, 12 minutes left to go. Jackson Heights leads at home 20-0 over Onega here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pole and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Got a couple scores for you. Well, first here on our score, Jackson Heights leads Onega 20-0. And we have Axtell and Donovan West. Axtell defeating Donovan West 68-0. So Axtell finishes off their perfect season, looking for back-to-back 8-man D2 titles. McLouth currently leads Oskaloosa 52-6. How about Nemaha Central 17 unanswered points? They now lead 16 unanswered points, 16-7. Now we have movement on our first play, and I believe we're gonna move the ball up 5 yards, and we will. It'll be 3rd and 3, 5-yard penalty committed by the Buffaloes.
Yeah, definitely not a good way for Onega to start this fourth quarter, especially down by 20. You don't want to commit any penalties, any turnovers, and you especially want to execute on that offensive side of the ball.
So 3rd and 3 for Drake Mellies and crew. He has been so good with his legs today, already over 100 yards on the ground. At 129 now on 13 carries. Man in motion is Browning. And they'll give it to him, and he'll be stuffed back at the 50-yard line. And on the tackle for loss that time for the Buffaloes, that was Dylan Magnet.
Yeah, it looked like a read option with the jet sweep, and obviously lost lineman assignment or just couldn't get a block, and the guys were already there in the backfield to make a play on either whoever the ball carrier was going to lead that play.
It was a read option back in the first quarter on their first drive of the game that resulted in a fumble. Browning was unable to. In the gun, empty backfield this time for Mellies, looking over to his sideline. Coach Wick giving him a signal here. Already nearly a minute gone here in this fourth quarter, which is exactly what the Cobras are trying to do. And now they're going to call a timeout on the second play of the quarter. Don't like to see that.
No, I definitely don't want to see that, especially Jackson Heights so far not having too much miscommunication or errors in the second half. So, looking a little more promising, especially going against next week against St. Mary's, if they take away the win this week. Going to have to definitely clean up that, though, if you're going to go on the road in the playoffs.
Haven't had anything like that happen yet today. We've had, of course, the penalties that have been an issue, which they have 6 for 38 yards on the day. Also, the 4 turnovers, and now some miscommunication between the sideline and the field general in Drake Mellies. So, the freshman quarterback still trying to figure some things out, but his offense has been humming here in the second half. A couple of long drives and have resulted in touchdowns so far today. One from 90 yards away, one from 85 yards away. Past quarter and a half have been pretty favorable for the Cobras. And we don't exactly know quite who we'll be covering yet next week, so be sure to stay tuned on our website, mscsports.net, when we have that information for you. First, we've got to figure out who's playing in the playoffs, and there's a lot to unfold here for today, and we'll have all of the final scores covered for you in our Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show, so be sure to stay tuned here after our broadcast is over. Also, by the way, tomorrow on our sister station, KNZA 103.9 FM, we have Big 7 Volleyball at Substate from Seneca, and should be a lot of fun. Hiawatha and Nemaha Central out there, Jefferson West, Royal Valley, going to be covering those guys. It's going to be very interesting to see who comes out of that and goes to state. Quarterback design run of 4th and 6. Run to the right side. Melly, as he stuffs. And now some hand fighting, and that is going to be a couple penalties thrown in. Some slap fighting going on between Dietrich McGowan and Max Watkins.
Did
I describe that right? The slap fighting is what that looked like?
Yeah, that was punches, but slap fighting.
If we did that right now without pads out, I don't even think that would hurt.
No, like, that honestly. Definitely would not work. I'm not sure what they were going for. Maybe bruise up the hands a little bit. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what they were going for.
Oh man, we'll see how this goes again. So yeah, on the field, Josh Smith is kind of replicating what was going on. It almost to me looked like it was kind of what happens after two players on the same team celebrate a good play, kind of slapping each other on the side of the helmet. It's like, oh, good play, but instead of two, I don't know, that was just very strange.
It kind of looked like little Looney Tunes there, you know.
Have some Hanna-Barbera sound effects come in, and that would have been perfect. I love the way you described that.
Great.
So it was 4th and 6. It was a run to the right side. Mellies was stuffed. But then again, it was a couple of players from both teams kind of doing a bit of slap fighting. It was Dietrich McGowan for the Buffaloes and Max Watkins for the Cobras. And it'll be offsetting penalties. So we will do that again.
Yeah, that will help Jackson Heights Cobras. Obviously, they weren't going to pick up that first down, but now they can try it again.
And... well, actually, they're giving the ball to the Buffaloes here. So if they were offsetting penalties, we'd do that 4th down play over again. So instead, I think it was actually just a penalty against Jackson Heights. And if that were the case, it'd be declined and Omega gets the ball back. So they were not offsetting penalties. So something that the officials thought that Max Watkins did worse than McGowan. Maybe they were saying that Watkins was the...
first
man
slapper.
To retaliate. Well, maybe it's usually the retaliation is the one who gets the penalty on him.
Yeah, I see.
I don't like the way why that is called, but I mean, usually that's the case.
Of course.
Now the officials kind of talking, making sure things are straight away, talking to head coach Ben Coulterman for Buffaloes, 5th-year head coach. And I'm sure 11th-year head coach for the Cobras would like an explanation as well as to why they do not have the ball. So again, it's 1st and 10 as of right now for Omega from their own 48-yard line. With 10:55 left to go, the Buffaloes trail 20-0 on the road against Jackson Heights. Winner is in the playoffs, loser goes home, with that playoff game being at St. Mary's. And they have already clinched their district. There's up big on McLouth. In a game that doesn't really matter. McLouth, by the way, at Centralia. So congratulations, McLouth, on getting your first playoff bid in years. You have to play the number one team in the state.
I would not call that a gift.
I'm sure they will take it, though. I'm sure there's a lot of celebrating going on. That's a really fun story. They hadn't won since 2019, and they won 2 weeks ago. And then they also got their first home win since 2018 as well, defeating Valley Heights and then Oskaloosa. So just a great story for the Bulldogs. On top of that, I mean, Horton as well, they also snapped a 3-year-long losing streak. All right, so when push comes to shove, and the teams start pushing and shoving, Onega gets the ball back, 1st and 10, as the snap is good, handoff is good. The run, however, goes for just 1 yard.
Yeah, still with that 2 yards a pop, that's not going to quite cut it. You're going to need to get that 4 yards or 5 yards or that explosive play. There's only 10 minutes, 39 seconds left of this game. You're going to have to start scoring in the air.
That was just a 1 yard carry by the fullback Gavin Coulterman, 195-pound freshman. Him and his brother Jackson in the backfield with Landon Culling on this 2nd and 9. Coulterman from the gun. Option right side, pitch to Culling, gets to midfield and taken down there for a gain of 1.
Yeah, Jackson Heights secondary making a lot of great plays, not letting that speed option get to the outside. That's a good job on the secondary, being very well and disciplined, not letting anything happen on the outside of the box and keeping everything on that inside.
Absolutely, and Jackson Heights able to bring an extra few players with the fact that they almost know that Onega is going to be running the ball. They also have a couple of great cornerbacks, and they can, honestly, Tegan Binkley, he's been all over Connor Nider. Unable to make any catches today. Also on the other side, Michael Cornielson just haven't been allowing any receptions. Now they're going to fire it down deep. That ball's going to be underthrown and intercepted. Picked off by Keegan Binkley.
Keegan Binkley, and I'm not sure if that was neither or not, but this time Keegan Binkley winning that one-on-one coverage. Very good on Tegan Binkley. He's been a very good corner. That's his second interception on the year for Tegan Binkley.
And had a good time as well. They'll get the ball back at their own 25-yard line. Second turnover of this half. They didn't have any in the first half. Last one was on a fumble by Race Fisher. On first and 10, a run up the middle. Solid gain by Josh Smith.
Yep, Jackson Heights Cobras up by 20. About 9 minutes left to play this ball game. Run the clock out. No need to, you know, get in a hurry up or do anything like that. Obviously, Onega's pretty slow right now, pretty beat. Looks like a pretty good game for Jackson Heights Cobras to win.
And by the way, that pass attempt by Colterman was his first of the half. Now, second and 3 after the 7-yard run by Smith. Quick throw, it's dropped by Smith. It's a little bit low. It was the right idea, just wasn't able to quite execute that play. Makes it 3rd down and 3 from their own 32. We'll see if they continue to stay on the ground game and continue to run the clock as 8:52 left to go in this game. Man in motion. That's Binkley. Keeper. Goes to the outside. Melly's trying to beat a man. He does. Gets the first down to the 40 down the sideline to the 44-yard line. Make it the 46-yard line. Give him a few extra yards. So we get a 14 by Melly.
Yeah, and that's Jake Melly. Just using his feet. He'll use it all game. Whether he can get to the outside or the inside, he can use the speed, wherever it is.
The first and 10 near midfield for the Cobras. Trying to milk that clock. Been doing a pretty good job of it so far today. At the same time, they've made some good chunk plays, mainly from the legs of freshman quarterback Drake Mellies. Handoff out the middle, bouncing to the outside. Now is Browning, gets midfield, gets the first down and more. Across the 40, all the way down to the 37-yard line.
And that's what you want to see by your veteran running back in Alex Browning, being able to come in. He has been getting too many carries, but when he comes in, that's what he's got to have to do. Get some good plays, some good chunks, keep the clock rolling, keep the game going.
16-yard carry as they marked him out at officially the 38-yard line. But they move the chains yet again. Browning split out way wide to the far side from the near side hash. A couple of receivers bunched up on the near side. Keeper, Mellies, pulls it on the option and gets a solid gain of 4.
Yep, these Jackson Heights Cobras. Obviously, not scaring away from the read option. You know, keep that with Drake Mellies. Keep running the clock out. Obviously, with the read option, you're allowing Drake Mellies to choose where he gives the ball to, whether he wants to keep it, blow, give it. So, you know, good play calls and the fourth quarter.
And that time, that was the right read, as Eisenbarth in the backfield didn't have much of a lane if he were to get the ball. Now 3rd and 6 after the gain of 4. So movement on that defensive front. And that was, I believe that was Jacob Ronnebaum, the sophomore coming off the bench, committing that encroachment penalty.
Looks like he jumped off sides twice. Really
yeah.
Had to ensure that penalty.
First penalty of the second half against Onega. That makes it 2nd down and 1. And they're all the way now at the Buffalo 29-yard line. And certainly a touchdown would most likely be the ball game with not a whole lot of time left to go and down by 4 scores.
Yep, of course.
In the gun is Mellies, dropping back to pass, looking near side. The ball is going to be caught by Smith at the 15-yard line, trying to drive his legs forward and get more. And they're actually going to give him the 24-yard line, not 14. So gain of 5 and a 1st down.
Yep, another good 1st down by Jackson Knights Cobras, especially being able to catch that ball, which, you know, will keep the clock rolling.
That is the fourth reception by Josh Smith, listed as the team's fullback. 62 receiving yards. Oh, by the way, he has two rushing touchdowns.
Good in the air and on the ground.
Absolutely. Love to have guys like him on your team. So first and 10 from the 24, just outside the red zone, and knocking on the doorstep. Hand off Eisenbarth. Big hole up the middle, and he gets tripped up. Otherwise, that would have been an even bigger game, but still gets five. Make it second and five with 7 minutes to go. Clock continues to wind down. Holton Jeff West just went final, 53-7. Also, St. Mary's McLeod just went final, 58-6. None of those games really with too much significance as far as the playoffs are concerned. Hit off right side, Eisenbarth, another solid hole. Gets into the second level and gets the first down, taken down at the 13-yard line for a gain of six.
Yep, Jack Science Scarborough's doing what they need to do, just run the ball out. Obviously, there's no need to pass right now. Obviously, your runners are taking care of it, whether it's Drake Mellies, Josh Smith, Alex Browning. They're all taking care of this game. This game is pretty well taken care of as long as everybody keeps executing and no mistakes happen.
You're talking about holding the team across town. They already clinched their district title and just mainly resting their starters today, getting their secondary players in. And they're still able to take care of business. That team, the Wildcats, are going to be good for quite a while. Those freshmen and sophomores still able to step up and win big against Jefferson West. So first and 10 from the 13-yard line. Mellie's going to his left, looking to throw, and that ball incomplete. Good job by Magnet to try to bat that one down. If at the very least, he was able to stay in front of it and kind of avoid a good vision of his targets downfield.
Yeah, Jack Science Cobras looks like they're trying to run up a score with the pass. I'm not sure what you're trying to do with the pass here. If trying to run up the score, I mean, yes, that looks good, but obviously the mistakes is what you really need to be fixing here, not the score. So I would be trying to fix that running game, try to get that cleaned up, especially with this, late into the game, secured the win already.
See if they do that here. It looks like they do with a run up the middle by Browning. Like you were talking about, that was a pretty solid run by Browning, by the way, gain of three, which will be good to keep that clock moving. I think one thing that they might be trying to do, too, is give Mellies the ability and their option to maybe run the ball himself, which, I mean, of course, is not the play design, but, of course, opening up the pass will allow him to possibly get a few extra yards with his leg, which he's been able to do so well, as he has 15 carries for 147 yards. Very effective day on the ground for the freshman quarterback on the ground. As for his passing game, he's 6 for 12, 93 yards, an interception, but that was his first pass of the day all the way back early in the first quarter, so he has definitely been able to shake that off. Same formation on this 3rd and 7 from the 10-yard line. Mellie's looking to throw towards the end zone. Overthrows this target. It's broken up by Eisenbarth. They're almost making the interception for the Buffaloes was Wyatt Boggs, the sophomore, and that was almost a gift for the Buffaloes. And fortunately for them, it's now 4th and 7.
Yeah, I mean, Chris has been coming a little early for this Onega defense, getting a lot of turnovers. However, still, near Halloween, scaring away that offense from being able to score anything. But, yeah, Jack Science, don't make mistakes right here. I mean, you have the ball, 5:11 left to go. Not sure what you're trying to do, passing the ball, making mistakes like that.
We'll go and send it to a timeout as Coach Witt calls it. We'll be back here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Couple of scores for you. Well, actually, we already went through those. Never mind. I'll have to repeat the scores that I said earlier, so we'll go ahead and move on. 20-0 here. Jackson Heights leads Onega 20-0. 5:11 left to go in the fourth quarter. We have a 4th and 7 from the 10-yard line, but Cobra's almost making a big mistake and throwing an interception on 3rd and goal.
Yeah, just something you don't want to do right here. I mean, you're 4th and 7. Maybe now you want to try to pass the ball. you know, pick up that first down, and then you can start running that clock again. Or maybe Jackson Heights will, you know, maybe run the ball. You know, maybe the other team is expecting a pass here. So, you know, we'll see what these Jackson Heights Cobras do on a fourth and long from the 10. Game of the week. Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. It looks like they're going to try to kick the field goal here. Smith from 27 yards out. It's on the way. A lot of height, not a lot of depth, and this is also wide to the right. It's end over end. And the missed field goal gives Onega the ball back from their own 10-yard line. I don't mind that, honestly. I mean, could have went for a shot in the end zone, but it's from 7 yards away. It's a bit of a stretch, but at the same time, their offense has been able to operate pretty well that possession. Your thoughts on that decision?
Yeah, going on a field goal, obviously not bad. I haven't seen the Jackson Heights Cobras making a lot of PATs, and I haven't even seen them make any field goals this year. So a little questionable call, but, you know, taking the 23-0 lead is not a bad idea in this game. You know, trying something a little different. But 5 minutes, 6 seconds left to go. Up by 20. Onega obviously looking very dormant on the offensive side of things. Gonna look to play a little better 5 minutes left this game.
So Onega still looking for their first points of the day. They have to go down the field 80 yards. As here is a handoff right side. For no gain, actually, as a quarterback keeper, beg your pardon, by Coulterman.
Yeah, Onega, I mean, right now, I would honestly try throwing the ball, trying to get down the field, but obviously they're not scared to keep running the ball, looking for an explosive play, you know, just to get through that linebacker, get through the line, and try to, you know, break off a giant run. But, I mean, still 4 minutes, 50 seconds left to go of this game. Still time to win this game for Onega, you know. Not really sure what they're trying to do here, though.
Yeah, Coulterman has 6 straight incompletions, including his last throw being an interception. As they run an option left side, pitch to Colling, goes behind him. It's on the field, and he'll dive back on it, but it's going to be a loss all the way back to the 14-yard line, so minus 6 yards on that play. This has not been a good night for this Onega offense. It kind of hasn't really been a good season for this Onega offense in general. As of right now, 21 carries for 2.8 yards on the day. Well, that was in the first half, beg your pardon. On the day, they are, as of right now, averaging 2.2 yards per carry on 31 carries for 69 yards. So it's just been overall a bit of a struggle today for Onega. Hopefully this year is going to be a good lesson for some of these kids, and they can come back and grow a little bit, and not just physically but mentally as well, and possibly be able to execute their offensive game plan a little bit better and be more competitive in 2023. Going to his right is Coachman, looking to throw it downfield. That ball's going to be over his over the head of his intended target, Nider, and incomplete. And it will be fourth down and 17.
Yep, a fourth down and long. Onega obviously has to get this if they want to stay in the game. They don't convert. I'm going to say Jackson Heights pretty much has this game secure. But now you want to start talking about your Cobras. You know, how are we going to get ready for next week against St. Mary's? Obviously a team that won't let these turnovers, the Jackson Heights in the first half, take for granted. They will score off of those, or they will take away points.
And Onega is actually going to punt this one away. So it looks like that they are throwing up the white flag for this one, down by 3 possessions with just 3 minutes and 22 seconds left to go. And it will be Jackson Heights that will be moving on to the next round, or to the playoffs, excuse me. So they'll get St. Mary's on the road next week, as you mentioned. And what a game it has been for Jackson Heights. Not necessarily in the best way. First half, they committed 4 turnovers, 5 penalties, but they were able to put up 2 touchdowns in that half, and they come back in this half, their offense not looking great either. They also commit another turnover on downs in the red zone. So a lot of things to clean up for the Cobras against number one team in the opposing district, and also one of the best teams in the state, as they have received votes in multiple of the polls. So from the 38-yard line of Onega, Jackson Heights offense back to work for trying to possibly do in the Buffaloes on this drive, run up the middle, get them about 7 yards.
Yep, Jackson Heights Cobras just going to run this ball out. There's only 3 minutes and 10 seconds left to go this ball game. So Yeah, no, Jackknife, like we said, they're just going to, now they're just thinking about next week. How are you going to clean up things with the turnovers? Especially on special teams, a lot of that was just mental errors. It wasn't out being physical.
That was a 6-yard carry for Brownie, making it 2nd and 4. Hopefully Brownie can turn things around. He was, of course, the guy who was unable to field those punts cleanly. Trying to give him some confidence back, and he has been running the ball a lot better here in the second half, and stuff behind the line of scrimmage this time. And the ball carrier on that play for Jackson Heights was Buto. Buto with the carry on that one.
Buto on the carry. Interesting. Saying giving the ball to all kinds of guys tonight. The even offensive linemen can run the ball.
Yeah, you've had Race Fisher for Onega running the ball, so, you know, absolutely.
Those big guys can run just as good. Those fast guys.
Jared Sluppy alongside Crendon Prophet here on 92.1 KMZA and on the Cobra Channel on MSCSports.net. Now he's under center, hands it off of the middle, getting the first down. Once again is Buto. No, the ball is on the far side of the field. Complete misdirection. Wow.
If Buto was that fast, I'd be a little scared of an offensive lineman running that quick. And if he was, he'd be my starting running back.
Gain of 23 by Browning on the misdirection.
Very good misdirection on the Jackson Heights Cobras. Executing it very well, picking another first down, running the clock out with 1:45 left to go in this game.
So the clock will stop temporarily, and now it resumes. First and goal from the 8. And that was a 23-yard run for Alex Browning. That is his fourth carry that has gone 10 yards or longer in the second half. Hand off up the middle. Big scrum. Looks like a gain of about 3. Browning with another carry.
I don't know about you, but I'd put that big man back out there. Let him get a touchdown as a senior. Let him get a touchdown as a senior. I mean, why not?
Senior night, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, send off to the big man.
I love that. And Browning as well. Love to get him in the end zone on senior night.
Yep, of course.
Well.
You know, let these seniors see the end zone. But, I mean, the end zone only being really sawn by the freshman or the sophomore, Josh Smith, and Titus Eisenbarth, also a sophomore.
Side formation in the wishbone. 2nd and goal from the 6. Hand off left side, and down at the 1-yard line is what the official says from the near side. I believe that was Eisenbarth on the carry.
Yep, Jackson Heights Cobras. 3rd and 1 on from the red end zone. 19 seconds left to go. Can score.
I think it could be the last play of the game, I believe. We'll see.
Yeah.
Looks like they might have the big fella here. Jeremiah Dorsey try to run it in. And they do. Jeremiah Dorsey gets the touchdown. How about that?
Yeah, 4 seconds left to go. Obviously, Onega's not going to come back from this game. Down 26-0. A good final touchdown by the Cobras. Still not a very well-executed game, but it's still a good win.
Absolutely, 26-0 with 4.6 seconds left. PAT is up, and that one's through there. So 1 for 3 on kicks today for Josh Smith. And it's 27-0. We'll go ahead and keep it here. And just remind you that our post-game show is coming up next. Brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll get you some of the unofficial stats from today's contest, along with drive summaries. We'll also get you some of the area scores. But then be sure to stay tuned after the broadcast for our Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show as we get you caught up on all of the area scores. And also a reminder that coming up tomorrow on our sister station, KNZA, we have Substate Volleyball from Seneca, Hiawatha take on Jefferson West, 2 o'clock. Then Royal Valley will take on Sabetha. We'll have those 4 teams in that portion of the bracket. We'll broadcast those, and then we'll have the finale as well at the end of the night. Nemaha Central likely to come out of that top half of the bracket. They are 39-1 and the number one team in the state. So it should be interesting to see how things unfold from Seneca tomorrow. Again, it all starts at 2 o'clock. Myself, Brandon Chapman, will be on the call. And after that, we'll join K-State TCU in progress. And right here, you can get to the full game, as well as pregame coverage starting at 5 o'clock. So again, KNZA, we're joining the game in progress right here on KMZA. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 5, kickoff at 7 between K-State and TCU. There is the kickoff. It's a deep one. Back at the 10-yard line. Culling to the 20 up the middle, breaks the tackle, gets to the 30, bounces to the outside, 35-40, and breaks loose to the 50, cuts up middle, 45-40, and taken down at the 38-yard line. So a good return by Culling, as he hasn't really been able to get much going here in the second half. As of right now, just has 3 carries for minus 4 yards. And that is the game as well.
That is the game. I mean, a great play to end the game for Onega, being pretty dormant up until the last play. But, yeah, that will end the game, 27-0, Jacksonite's Cobras. On the scoreboard, looked great. But, you know, behind the curtains, they're going to have to clean that up, especially next week against St. Mary's.
Yeah, look up on the box score on the paper in the morning and think, oh, Jacksonite's won 27-0, must have played good. That was not necessarily the case. We'll talk about it here in our post-game show coming up here in just a little bit, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Again, your final score, Jackson Heights wins 27-0 on senior night. Be back here in just a bit here on 92.1 KMZA and on the Cobra Channel.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Wow.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Final score from Jackson Heights, 27-0. Cobras victorious over Onega. Jared Sluppy, Crinan Prophet here with you from the studio. And your overall thoughts on the game?
Overall thoughts, we talked about it, this final score, 27-0. Waking up in the morning, looking at the newspaper saying, Jackson Heights won 27-0, must have been a great game by Jackson Heights Cobras, showing up on defense and offense. But, you know, you really look into this game, not quite the case. Starting off their 2 first possessions with an interception and a fumble. And after that, they did start cleaning it up with a 3 touchdown streak, and then they had a turnover, and then a few turnover on downs, and then to end the game with a touchdown. Still very good overall. Decent play of the game, but, you know, clean it up next week going against St. Mary's. Onega, on the other hand, plenty of gifts given to them, but no execution from the offense.
That is certainly the case. We'll take a look now at our final stats from today's contest. And Drake Melly is the quarterback all 4 quarters today. not usually the case. Cade Holliday not on the field tonight. 6 for 13 from Mellies, 93 passing yards with an interception. On the ground, though, is where he got his work. 15 carries for 147 yards. As for Josh Smith, he had 2 touchdowns on the ground today. He had just 3 carries for 18 yards, but he also had 4 receptions for 62 yards as well. And also on the ground, Alex Browning had 13 carries for 85 yards and a fumble. Titus Eisenbarth had 10 carries, 48 yards, and a touchdown. So how about three players getting 10 or more carries? Also, how about Buto? He had 1 carry for 1 yard, and Jude Williams also had 1 carry for 4 yard. He also had 1 reception for 7 yards as well. Taking a look at Onega's stats for today, Landon Culling on the ground, he had 15 carries for 32 yards on his day. Jackson Coulterman was 1 for 8 over the air with 3 passing yards. He was 5 for 14 on the ground. Gavin Coulterman, the freshman fullback, had 6 for 12 yards. Race Fisher had 5 carries for 10 yards and a fumble loss on his day as well. And Fisher also had a 3-yard reception. Looking at the overall team stats on the day, just 2.2 yards on the ground, as on the Cobra Channel, now flipping the camera over to us. 31 carries for 68 yards. As for the Cobras, 7 yards a carry, 43 carries, 303 yards on the ground, so pretty solid day, even though it didn't really feel like it, honestly. And taking a look at the turnovers, though, that was kind of where things got a little bit messy. 4 turnovers, all of which coming in the first half for Jackson Heights, and 2 turnovers in the second half for Onega. And penalties, both not very good in terms of the number, but penalty yards kind of staying low. 6 for 38 for Jackson Heights, 4 for 25. So in terms of trying to clean things up, what do they got to do to try to turn things around next week?
Obviously, execute better on the offense. So they haven't had as many turnovers on offense as past, only limiting to 1 interception. They almost had 2, but still keeping it to 1. With only 1 fumble, almost could have had more, but overall very good. Better execution by the offense. You're going to have to see is a little better execution on the special teams. I haven't seen that sloppy play from the special teams this year up until this game. So, going against St. Mary's next week, that's just something that's going to have to leave, clear that mind. Overall, I think they played a very good defensive game, and they played good defense, all year. And being able to shut this team out with 0 points shows a lot. It shows that they're not, that defense is willing to, stand strong even against a team like this, despite their offense, special teams not being able to be to that level.
Yeah, it's such a significant game as well, like you were talking about. Of course, a win and you're in scenario. Cobras are going dancing. They'll be in the playoffs next week. They will be at St. Mary's. We'll go ahead and take a break for one more time. We'll have our player of the game and get some scores to you. You are listening to your post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, 92.1 KMZA, and on the Cobra Channel.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at The Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. The Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from.
Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Let's take a look at some area scores. As first of all, this one that we just got done calling, Jackson Knights defeats Onega 27-0. Jared Selby alongside Crendon Prophet. Well, the big game of the day, possibly around the state, Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Nemaha Central coming back from 7-0 down. They have put up 24 unanswered. They lead 24-7 with 7 minutes, 17 seconds left to go in that one as Brayden Uphouse gets a connection to Kane for a touchdown. Troy defeats Riverside 65-0, and they will host the loser of Mission Valley and Jefferson County North. Hanover comes back, and they are currently trailing 30-27. And actually, by the way, that Nemaha Central game, that just went final. Just got that now. So congratulations to the Thunder. What an incredible season, going undefeated and one of the best teams in the state. We'll see how things go with them. They will host Pea Ridge in the opening round of the playoffs. So we'll see how things go there. Continuing with other scores, Hanover leading 30-27 over Frankfurt in an 8-man D2 District 3 game, with the winner hosting Lakeside Downs at Pike Valley and the loser playing at Beloit St. John's Tipton. Elsewhere, we have Silver Lake defeating ACCHS 34-30 in a big game in that district, as that would be considered. Oh, no, Silver Lake won, so not an upset. Just falling short of an upset is ACCHS, so they will be on the road with their first playoff game. As for Silver Lake, they clinched the division despite Rossville winning 50-6 against MHMA, so they will get the 2 seed in that district. So Washington County, they close out their win. They defeat Rock Hill 66-14. Mentioned that Axel won 68-0 over Donovan West. St. Mary's defeats McLeod 58-6. And they will take on, they are going to take on Jackson Heights, who of course just won in front of us. Elsewhere, Smith Center defeating Valley Heights in 1A District 5, 56-12. They are going to be hosting a playoff spot. As for Valley Heights, they can still get in the playoffs if some things fall their way. And lastly, we have Holton at Jefferson West, 53-7 in favor of the Wildcats. Oh, one more, beg your pardon. Topeka Hayden winning 54-0 at Hiawatha. Those are your scores from the area. So in terms of our player of the game, who is it going to be?
I'm giving this player of the game to Josh Smith. He played good offense, played good defense. He had barely any mistakes, yet I could see. He had good receptions. This year he's been pretty dormant as a player. I mean, he had 191 rushing yards during the year. He had about 19 or so receiving yards and one touchdown overall. And now just being able to execute this game greatly as a player, getting 2 rushing touchdowns and being able to receive more than, 45 receiving yards, and being able to run the ball, block in the run game, and even play defense a lot, too. So overall, a good-rounded player who played a very good game of football, and especially as a sophomore, I'm expecting a lot from this kid going forward.
Yeah, Josh Smith, he had unofficially 3 carries for 18 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 4 receptions for 62 yards, as well. He is our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for watching and listening, as well as we have our Community National Bank High School Football High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up next, and get caught up on all of the area scores. Thank you so much for staying tuned tonight. Appreciate it, and have a good weekend. Jared Sleppy alongside Crendon Prophet. Big shout-out to our man Kurt back in the studio making us sound good here on 92.1 KMZA and the Cobra Channel.